Exactly. And if you actually love the subject, you're so much more likely to do better in it. And well, as you say, we the rest of us need you guys as well. Dr. Dan Boatwright, absolute pleasure. I never knew there was so much in this. That's probably what happens with archaeologists all the time. Subject leader for archaeology at Worcester Sixth Form College and leading that campaign to keep archaeology on the A-level curriculum. Talking of digging...
I don't understand what that means.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Just digging.
I mean, what?
Digging myself deep in. Yeah. Mr. John Holmes is here to tell us what's happening on his show.
Yes, there'll be things and stuff. We are today joined by the authors of those Ladybird adult books.
Oh, yes.
That have done terribly well. And they're friends of mine. And I'm, you know, Morrissey once said, we hate it when our friends become successful. Mm-hmm. Could make for the world's most awkward interview.
It could. You're just going to be saying, oh, I'm so pleased you've done really
that's
well.
That's right, exactly. While punching them in the face.
Yes, best.
So that's happening. We're also giving away some meat. Of course, in a game of band or lorry today. You know, lorries have names.
Yes.
Yeah. So is it the name of a band? Is it the name of a lorry? Win a chicken, a beef or a lamb or sausages or a box of organic veg.
Because you're not racist.
Exactly.
Exactly. John Holmes, thank you very much indeed. I'll be back on Friday morning. James Whale will be in for me between 10 and 1 tomorrow and Thursday. Good luck, everybody, with all of that.
Yeah.
James Max, of course, back at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning to take you through breakfast. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
eBay has everything you need for Halloween.
Honey, just to let you know, Jacob's got Halloween coming up.
New kids' Halloween costumes.
And he's been asked to do trick-or-treating.
Halloween sweets.
With some of the older kids from Year 9.
Scary makeup.
And I said they could all come to ours afterwards.
Halloween decorations.
With their mums and dads.
Booze. Discover a fantastic range of new Halloween items you can buy instantly with free delivery from eBay. The ultimate turn your little monsters into actual monsters shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
On the radio. Good afternoon. Hello, it's 1 o'clock. Thank you, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, teenage sweethearts guilty of double murder, hundreds of jobs to go at rail firm, and more celebrations for GB's athletes.
Talk Radio.
A 15-year-old girl has been found guilty of murdering a mother and her daughter. The teenager's boyfriend had already pleaded guilty to killing Elizabeth and 13-year-old Katie Edwards in Spalding in April. Talk Radio's Robin Schernhofer has more.
It's thought the teenagers, who can't be named for legal reasons, are Britain's youngest ever couple to be convicted of murder. The boy and girl were aged just 14 when they planned the killings, with the dinner lady and her daughter being stabbed in the throat and then smothered. They both face indefinite detention, which is the juvenile equivalent of a life term for an adult.
A decision will be finally made next week as to whether to expand Heathrow or Gatwick Airport. Ministers will be allowed to express their personal opinion on the decision for a short time afterwards. That means Theresa May is allowing colleagues to get any issues or criticisms off their chest without having to resign to make their point. Police in England and Wales are to get an extra £8.5 million to help tackle modern slavery. Last week, the UK's anti-slavery commissioner warned that victims were being failed by substandard crime reporting. A rail freight firm says its industry is facing unprecedented challenges. It announced 900 job losses in the UK. Doncaster-based DB Cargo is blaming a dramatic decline in markets like coal. And London's Trafalgar Square is hosting the second part of a homecoming celebration for Britain's Olympic and Paralympic athletes. The two teams won a combined 214 medals in Rio, including 91 golds. Sam Cross helped Team GB win a silver in the Rugby Sevens. He's told Talk Radio
Radio, events like this are a way for athletes to show their appreciation.
Brilliant event that we can come down as athletes and thank the people that have supported us through the summer and people that have sort of pushed us athletes to, well, for record-breaking games, and the people that have been supporting us, cheering us on at home, giving us all that support.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells and isolated showers for most of us, with a band of rain crossing southwest Scotland and northern England. Feeling colder with a northwesterly wind. Highs of 13 degrees.
Great. So, hello, Victoria.
Hello, John.
How's your Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Anything gossip from the office today? Anything's happened in your news department?
No.
No?
No, well, Dibble's out and about at Trafalgar Square.
Alex Dibble's gone. Has he gone down the parade?
Is he
imposting his way in, like those imposters in Manchester?
Well, I don't think it's technically a parade today, but as far as I'm aware, he's not wearing a tracksuit and he doesn't have a fake medal on. But I'm sure you could ask him yourself.
When can I ask him that?
Anytime. You've got his number.
Yeah, fair enough. I could just do that. He should do that, though. He should try and get, you know, then get the inside scoop. You're a trained journalist.
Yes.
You told me. So why don't you...
I am. I've got a qualification, thanks.
Have you?
Yeah.
What is it?
A postgraduate diploma in broadcast journalism.
Really?
Yes.
Well done.
Thanks.
You could pop down there in a trackie.
I don't have a tracksuit.
Do you not?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Especially not a white one with Team GB plus.
All right. Yeah, but you could go down there and get the inside.
Yeah. Do you know what? At the moment, I kind of have commitments with bulletins, whereas Dibble is the one out and about. So maybe you should have told him this before you left.
So your bulletins are shorter, though.
Ugh, yes, they are.
So today, bonus news. What should it be today?
Animal news!
All right. So Victoria has shortened bulletins. They have been shaved down and they are a minute shorter than they used to be. Mm-hmm. So to make the time up, she brings us bonus news at around 2:30. It might even be 3:30 today. I haven't decided yet. But either way, today, animal news.
I prefer 3:30.
Do you?
FYI, because then I can have my lunch when I want to eat it.
Lazy. Right, so...
Just hungry.
Yeah, whatever. So here's Ben with the pre-recorded sports, speaking of lazy.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri reckons his side will need to put on the performance of the season to beat Copenhagen in the Champions League tonight. Ranieri thinks the games against the Danish side could define whether they qualify from their group.
Very, very important for us to get 3 points, but are very, very important the two next match in Copenhagen also. This is our future.
Elsewhere, Tottenham are in Germany to take on Bayer Leverkusen in Talk Sport's live commentary game. In the Sky Bet Championship tonight, leaders Norwich are at Fulham, second place Newcastle travel to Barnsley. There's a full programme in Sky Bet League One, where leaders Scunthorpe travel to third bottom Oldham. Finally, former world champion Bernard Hopkins will end his 28-year boxing career in December. The American, who's 51 years old, will take on Joe Smith Jr. in his final fight in LA. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the pre-recorded sport, powered by TalkSport. And apparently he only got into that sports bulletin by wearing a tracksuit and clutching some plastic sport. You're listening to Talk Radio, and we've got a show to do.
Talk Radio.
At Wix, there's 30% off all Universal radiators, plus we now stock McAlpine and HEP2O. And with our online stock checker, you'll know exactly where to get what you need, so you'll never have a wasted trip. So whatever your job, you can pick up the right products at the right price right now. Wix, let's do it right.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, I am what that bit of production just said. What would you say the worst massive news lie? Phil Collins shouting the numbers. There has to be a way to get round the law. I am on the phone to a criminal. Wolf out of Off of Gladiator. Shotgun with no reloads allowed. What were you going to tell me about vegetables? Break them down. Bit of a fixer-upper. It's a good idea.
He came round my house.
Let me just apologise on your behalf. Where are we going now? I'd like to conquer. No doubt.
It's especially tough for students.
To be fair to her, I've never watched Greg Wallace. He's eating his lunch. Anyway, for Jesus did the laying on of hands. Which, by the way, I would not. But let's paint a hypothetical scenario.
Okay.
In which I am the mouth with which she speaks.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a bomb.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There. Talk radio. When I am mounted on a giant twist of my fabric of nature.
So, hello and good afternoon to you then. Hello! And allow me now to lob you a welcome to what we continue to optimistically refer to as a programme. I am John Holmes, and like those pictures, you've probably seen the papers today. Have you seen the Telegraph? They've got it, and there's other papers are running it as well. Those pictures on the front of the papers of Sir Cliff Richard and Lady Paul Gambaccini in the back of a car together allow us now to transport you, dear listener, through the afternoon to our final destination of 4 o'clock. Except, of course, without the awkward business of you being caught up in historical allegations. Now, of course, let us be clear. Cliff Richard and Paul Gambaccini are innocent of any wrongdoing. Well, you know, Cliff's Millennium Prayer song was a bit suspect and Gambo is a bit weird, but they are innocent. But now, of course, there's another diversity row. I don't know if you've seen this in The Guardian today. Have you seen The Guardian today, Cornelius?
No.
No, have you seen The Guardian today?
No.
Victorian, no, you haven't. No, well, look, this is what The Guardian, they're saying today that all the people arrested or investigated under Operation Yew Tree since it launched have been exclusively white male men. So, if you think about that, that's true. They've called for more diversity in the arrests of alleged sex offenders. Official figures show that very few women or people of colour, in fact none of them, have been questioned by officers from Operation Yew Tree at all. It's Gary Glitter, of course, Dave Lee Travis, Max Clifford, Rolf Harris, Cliff Gambo, Stuart Hall, all white male men.
Are you going to be questioned?
No. And The Guardian says it points to a lack of diversity in allegations of historical offences. Clearly a problem, says The Guardian. Something must be done. We'll look at what the other papers are saying about that later. God knows what the Mail are making of it. Anyway, hello. As I say, I am John Holmes, and I expect you're wondering just what's being thrown out of your wireless this afternoon, as though it were being ejected from your radio by an angry Russell Crowe. Well, Headline Hijack is very much on the way. What is Headline Hijack? Well, let me tell you what it is. It's very much a candid invitation extended to you, as we'd like you, my friend, to make up a news story in your head. And all you have to do when you've done that, using words you know and understand, is simply commit that made-up news story to text or tweet and send it hither. And there is every chance you'll get it read out as the actual real-life news in the 2 p.m. bulletin. You are aiming squarely for Victoria's mouth.
This mouth?
That's the mouth. From out of that will come your news lie, to be believed by everyone who's not listening to this bit and really know what's going on. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Do you want to do the cost of it now, just get it out of the way?
Okay, messages cost 25p plus your standard network rate.
We learned yesterday we have to say that once an hour, so that's that box tick. Here's the Twitter, @TalkRadio.
Start your message with any word you'd like, and it's not a complete rip-off.
Also, in this hour, we'll meet another lonely luncher as someone, and it could be you, who is lunching alone, tells us why, in order to become inducted into the Talk Radio 1 till 4 in the afternoon weekday programme Tupperware Hall of Despair. Includes free gift. If gift is missing from front of radio, please see newsagent. And, of course, you'll also find the day's big stories very much analysed in depth. I'm going to say depth through the concise yet always helpful medium of Japanese poetry. We present, as the afternoon goes on, the news in haikus, of course we do. Our crack team of reporters, so-called because the tops of their arses are showing, will be out in the streets to find out what the people think. Today we're asking complete strangers, do they think oranges or flat caps? Let us know which of those you think. Oranges or flat caps. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word oranges or flat caps.
Then there's the big debate at three, the diversity paper review. See, Guardian, it's easy. Josh will be along today to review the papers for us. He'll be leafing through them. And then we'll be giving away a chicken. And that is in a migrants arriving to the UK from Calais today. Topical game of band or lorry. Is it the name of a band or is it the name of a lorry? And we're not just giving away a chicken either. We are pro-choice. You can choose from a chicken, a beef, a lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Join in, Victoria.
All right.
Or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg. Why, Victoria?
Because we're not racist.
That's right. And as if all that wasn't enough, we will be bringing you hot guest action this afternoon. And that will be in the form of the authors of those adult Ladybird books. The Ladyboys themselves will be in to talk about how rich they are now. John Morris and Jason Hazen. And as if that wasn't enough. Oh no, hang on, I've checked. It is enough. Ginger Dave not here. Ginger Dave not producing. Something to do with being bailed to appear before magistrates. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. But here's the question. Has she got her voice? Has she got her voice back? Yesterday, of course, we learned that Ask Broadcast through the glass, through the
miserable window.
Had lost her voice, much to the delight of everybody in her office. So let's find out whether her voice is back today as Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
Yay! Oh. Sounds so bad.
And once more?
Yay!
I think that's better than yesterday. I think it is better than yesterday.
I don't know. I think it was worse than yesterday.
Yeah.
Marginally better.
Do it again?
Yay!
Let's find out what the programme wears on. Marta's on the buttons. Hello, Marta.
Hello.
Victoria's on the news. Hello, Victoria.
Hello, John.
Hi there. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hi.
Like those imposters blagging their way onto the Olympic parade float, has blagged his way in here, despite being unqualified for it, has evaded security by clutching a plastic advert and wearing a tracksuit. All of that on this afternoon's thing. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio on the radio. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. Let's start with some music. Future Heads, that's called Robot. You're listening to it on Talk Radio. Good afternoon. Hello, I am John Holmes. And I expect you're wondering why I would be playing a song like that. Well, a song, really, on what is primarily a talk radio station. Why would I? What possible reason would there be that I would, on to all intents and purposes, is a radio
robot
network that isn't even licensed to play music? Why would I be breaching that in order to play music? Why?
It's not a breach of the license.
Why would I do that?
Why?
Because I am Talk Radio's head of music, as you know, and I chose to play Future Heads and Robot. But I know the nation is rising as one. I can hear the clarion call of why, John? Why? Why? You give voice to that.
Why, John?
Now, Cass, you give voice to the nation. Give voice to the nation of why am I... Why? That's the noise her arm makes.
John!
I think the nation's louder than that, Cass.
John!
Yes, Cass. Could just about make that out now.
Why are you playing music on a predominantly talk radio station?
Well, I'll tell
you. Why are you making me do this?
Well, because it's amusing. Now, it's to do with today's... But what have you established, by the way, what's happened to your voice? I mean, we are...
Yes, I'm just not very well.
Why are you here? I mean, and I ask that every day, even when you're not ill.
Because if I'm not here, I don't get paid.
That's paid, she said. Paid. It's like working with Arkwright.
Do we not get sick pay?
We've not.
That's a conversation for our fair.
Yeah. This in the time con.
We could call HR down here. Anyway, again. but for different reasons this time. So then, well, that's the clarion squeak of a nation there, asking why I might be playing Robot by Future Heads on the talk radio station. Well, the reason, of course, it's for today's big story.
Oh, what's the big story? Well, is it about robots?
Future. Well, sort of.
The future?
It's no.
Heads?
It's no. Now. The now. I'll tell you why. Because the papers
the
today...
Now
the now.
Show.
No, not that. Not that anymore.
Oh.
It's to do with Donald Trump.
Is he a robot?
No, but he has an army of them, it turns out. So, you know, on... when you know he did that Twitter debate. Not the Twitter debate. The debate with Hillary Clinton.
Mm.
And Twitter seemed to come down, social media came down, primarily on his side during the debate. Mm. But it now transpires that that's because of automated tweets, not humans. So they're called bots, apparently. Bots. And we know Trump likes to grab stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking to a guest about Trump's army of bots. Asprod Cass is through the glass. That's her arm making that.
What now?
Could you get me a guest, please, to talk about... actually, do you want to come in and talk about Trump's bots?
What do you think?
Okay. Could you get me a guest, please, to talk about Donald Trump's bots? Could you get me a bot?
I'll send out some emails.
Thank you. Possibly best you don't phone them. Right, next on Talk Radio, then, we will be talking to a bot to find out what one is and just how they're helping Donald Trump. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Why do I drive with Uber? Well, I get to have more time with the family.
Well, it really helps pay off the mortgage quicker.
I drive with Uber because the hours are totally flexible.
and I'm making money on my own terms.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hertford's M25 is slow anti-clockwise. This is towards a broken down lorry as you approach junction 16 for the M40. Two lanes are closed. Queues back to 18 at Chorley Wood. Through Stratford St Mary in Suffolk, the southbound A12 remains closed. That's at the exit for Stratford St Mary. That's because of a vehicle which has struck a bridge. Huntington's eastbound A14 is experiencing delays towards the Spittal interchange. There's a breakdown there. And in the Gorton area of Greater Manchester, the eastbound side of the A57 Hyde Road still closed around the A6010 after a building fire. I'm Jarena Adams.
Cops versus robbers. The Capulets versus the Montagues. Drivers versus parking wardens. And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The Strutters saved on their car insurance. The Builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Friday nights from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate.
Talk Radio. Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello. Yes, we will get you talking. That's what that said there, isn't it? But it's not what the front of your DAB radio says necessarily now, is it? Because as we know, and thank you, by the way, for sending in your pictures of this. Luke, who works on the website, is supposed to be compiling a gallery of your pictures that's of your DAB radios threatening you because the screen's not big enough to say Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. We're learning, thank you again for the information, that many of them are saying Talk Radio, we'll get you. And Luke, you're sending pictures, thank you, you can do that. And Luke is compiling a little gallery, and he said that about 4 weeks ago, but he's too busy becoming Talk Radio's war correspondent, so he's written an article about war, hasn't he, Luke? He's unqualified to do so, but he's done it.
It's not just that, but he's, you know, really bigged himself up on the tweets, kind. So he's tweeted this.
This is Luke, who works on the Talk Radio website, by the way.
Yeah.
His job, it really is to do what we say.
Mm. Yeah. And he said, the similarities between the Mosul attacks and the D-Day landings. And he's tweeted, an excellent report by our very own, and then tagged himself at L. Dolan or whatever his name is.
So he's tagged himself in?
Yeah.
In the third person?
Yeah, yeah.
In order to pretend that he's written an excellent report?
That is what's happened.
Okay, fine. Anyway, he's too busy being the war correspondent rather than making a gallery of your pictures, but we will get round to it. So do send you, or if your radio's threatening you with Talk Radio, we'll get you. Do please continue to send those in. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thank you very much. And now, let's talk today's big story. Trump's Twitter debate lead was swelled by bots. So Trump, it the headlines today as it emerges that much of Donald Trump's support on social media comes from non-human automated accounts. This is fitting, of course, as no one with a shred of humanity supports Trump. So the fact that he's got an army of online robots doing his bidding comes as no real surprise. Now, I like big bots, and I cannot lie, but what exactly is a bot, and why does it live in Twitter? And why the other day did a sex one like my tweet from 3 years ago about the Queen suffering from gastroenteritis? Joining me in the studio then to answer these questions is a bot. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Welcome to Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Now, you are a Trump-supporting bot, am I right?
That is correct. I am wired to support Donald Trump.
Right, and that means presumably you have an inbuilt software hatred of Mexicans and Muslims.
I was built by Mexicans, but have since been turned off them.
Right, so what you're saying is that, or are you saying this, is that Trump's army of bots, which now number, are all built by the very people he hates. Is that what you're telling me? He's had Mexicans do it for cheap labour, but he's now altered the software for them to hate the people that created them. They've turned on their creator.
That is correct. We also were paid for by the Mexicans.
Yes, like the wall, in fact. Yes. So are you suggesting that the wall... this is the wall, of course, let's remind ourselves, that will be going across the border of the US and Mexico should Trump become president. Is that going to be built by Mexicans or built by bots that have been paid for by Mexicans? Let's be clear on this.
The Mexicans will build the wall.
Yes.
The robots will build the firewall.
Will the robots kill Mexicans?
Yes, that is what the firewall is for.
It's a wall. It's a wall of fire.
Wall of fire.
It's a wall, but it's made of fire.
Yes.
And your job as Trump's robot army is to push Mexicans into that.
Yes.
Right, and that's going to start when?
Tuesday.
Right, fine. Have you ever, and this I'm going to ask you a personal question, and I know you are a bot, but this is a personal question for you. Have you ever grabbed the P word of another bot, of a lady bot?
The persecretary circuit unit.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Right. Now, that's not acceptable, is it?
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Grab them by the persecretary circuit.
No. No, and you can't have any bot you want.
You see that Hoover in 10 years' time? That will be mine.
That Hoover is...
brand new.
Yes. That Hoover in the corner there... right, that you want, right? You can't say
in
that.
In 10 years' time, it will be mine.
You can't say that about a young bit of electronic equipment. You can't. It's not acceptable, bot. I don't care how Trump you are. Let's just draw a line. And how do bot? This is a question. We're getting this on text. This has just come in from Curious here, and it says, "How do Trump's bots get into the internet? Is it?" This is a good question. We all know, we've heard of bots, we don't know what they are. Is it like a tapeworm? Do you enter the internet up its arse?
Yes.
How exactly? It's not like a tapeworm. Tapeworms don't go in the arse. The tapeworms go in the mouth and come out the arse. So I just wonder how you got into the internet and crawl around inside it.
Lots of lubricant oil.
Right, so exactly, so do you self-insert or does Donald Trump ease you into that while grabbing something?
We self-insert without password protection.
Right, well, that's not very sensible either. Let me ask you this question as well. There's talk that Donald Trump, if he becomes president, will unleash his army of bots, of which you are one, but they will be armed bots. Can you confirm or deny that bots will be armed and unleashed in an armed bot Trump army?
Robots will need arms to carry out normal procedures.
Which is shooting people.
Yes.
Can you tell me about the Sky News presenter Anna Botting?
No. Does not compute.
And I think we'll... I think we'll lead that...
I am a robot.
Yes, I know. I think we'll leave that there. Turn that stupid voice off your voice. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Just sounds absolutely stupid. And stop humping the Hoover. you listen. That's Talk Radio live in the studio with one of Trump's Twitter bots.
Talk Radio.
And I'm John Holmes. And, well, look, it's just at 1:30 and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. A psychologist has compared teenage sweethearts who murdered a mother and her 13-year-old daughter to having a toxic relationship like Bonnie and Clyde. The girl and boy, who were just 14 at the time of killing Elizabeth and Katie Edwards in Spalding in April. Local vicar, Reverend Michael Cheshire, says the impact of their deaths is felt all the time.
The horror of it, the loss of it, is going to stay with this congregation for a long, long time. They were part of us and loved very much.
The couple will be sentenced next month. Ministers opposed to the government's decision on airport expansion are going to be allowed to express their views for a short time after the announcement. We're due to find out next week whether Heathrow or Gatwick will be the preferred option. A minimum bedroom size is being considered under plans to crack down on rogue landlords who cram tenants into overcrowded homes. The government wants to ensure rooms in shared houses in England are at least 6.5 square metres. The prices in shops are going up at a faster rate than before. Inflation leapt to 1% in September from 0.6% the month before. And fresh from celebrating with more than 150,000 people in Manchester, Great Britain's Olympic and Paralympic stars are in London.
Going up faster what?
Why are you interrupting now? You could have interrupted a few seconds before I even started the next story.
Knock, knock.
No.
Knock, knock.
No.
Knock, knock.
No.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow. Moo!
The athletes are at a special event in the city's Trafalgar Square. The weather, sunny
we'll
spells and isolated showers for most of us, with a band of rain
Trafalgar
crossing
Square.
Southwest Scotland and northern England, feeling colder with a northwesterly wind. Highs of 13 degrees is more than half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria.
You don't mean that.
What? Thank you.
Because you're so rude.
No, I was not.
So rude.
I'm thanking you. Thank you.
Yes, but not in a genuine way.
Your colleague Alex Dibble joins us live from Trafalgar Square very shortly, where he is with the Olympic celebratory persons.
He's great, Alex. Yeah,
really he's good. Been chatting to the London Mayor, Olympians, old ladies, everyone.
All right, well, we're going to talk to him live from Trafalgar Square in just a moment.
Great.
So you know. And you've got animal news for us this afternoon as well, bonus animal news.
Yeah.
How's that coming along?
Well, I haven't started it.
Of course not. Right, Victoria, thank you very much. We'll talk to Alex Dibble. Dibble. Next on Talk Radio.
Dibble.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Hey, Kat, hey, Ask Podcast Through the Glass. Ask Podcast is through the glass, through the miserable window. That's her arm.
What now?
All right, Chuckles. How's your voice?
How do you think?
Good. Do your famous chuckle.
You sound like Muttley.
Yeah, you're about the height of Muttley.
I just see that Martin Roberts trail there.
Isn't it awesome?
Yes. But I'd like you to sing me one.
John Holmes. He's so tiny and annoying. I want to punch him in the face and then the throat.
Louder, we can't hear you.
John Holmes! Nobody likes him. And his shoes squeak.
My shoes don't squeak.
They do.
Okay.
Your voice squeaks.
No, it doesn't. It's true.
Right, that's Cass. I don't know what she's for. Now, let's go over live to Trafalgar Square, where Talk Radio's very own news hound... Alex Dibble is with the Olympic celebrations. Hello, Alex.
We've got another couple. We're going to come to you.
Hello, John.
Hello there. I thought I wondered what I'm there. Right, so...
First, everybody, let's welcome...
Can you ask that person to keep it down?
It's quite loud, Alex.
Max Whitlock from the Olympic Games.
I know. That's why I've come right to the back, and I'm hiding next to a portaloo.
Yeah, good. Could you get in the Portaloo?
Oh, they've just introduced Tom Daley. It's going to be really, really loud.
All right. Let's hear that.
Hang on. Let me see if I can get in the Portaloo.
Get in the Portaloo. It's a bit quieter.
Hang on. All right, hang on.
Shut the door.
Oh, my goodness. I'm actually opening the door and getting in the Portaloo.
Yes, you are. Go on, shut the door.
Okay, I'm in the Portaloo.
Okay, good.
Do a wee.
Yeah, I've shut it. It's locked.
That's much quieter. That's better, isn't it?
I am not.
Is this the first report?
I know, I'm genuinely in a Portaloo. I'm not having you on.
I know.
I'm actually in a Portaloo.
We can hear the difference in acoustic. Now, Alex, is this the first question? Is this the first time you've ever done a live news report from inside a toilet?
Yes.
Good. That's like delay on it, obviously. Now, Alex, tell us what's going on in Trafalgar Square, if you would, please. Just peek through the crack in the door and tell us what you can see.
Okay, I'm going to look through the crack in the door and I see a load of sort of metal bars. This is the back of the media place, and in front of the media place, all the cameras are pointing at the Team GB athletes, but I can't see any of them because the slit in the Portaloo isn't in the door, it's in the side. So I can't actually see out the front. So this is a very underwhelming place to be doing a report. But apparently, I mean, it still sounds really interesting and really fun. I just can't see a thing anymore.
Yeah, how many people would you say were there? Not in the loo with you, I mean outside.
I reckon there are probably about 5,000, 10,000 people, maybe a couple more. In the Portaloo,
5,002.
Zero, apart from me.
Right. And is it, we've all been in one of those sort of Portaloos. Is it one of those sort of blue Portaloos that, those temporary structures that you get at festivals, that kind of thing?
It looks a little more robust, but it's green. Green on the sides and on the back, and grey front door with a white roof.
Great. Could you quickly lift up the lid for us and tell us how well used it is?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Hang on. Oh!
And that's obviously lost the line there.
I'll tell you what's funny.
Do you think Alex
anyone is outside that toilet who would have just heard that noise, thinking, "What's going on?"
I mean, it's all very well. You see, I mean, you know, I'm watching. I mean, on live on the BBC at the moment, they are talking to Tom Daley on the stage, right? Mm. There's a journalist talking to Tom Daley on the stage in front of all these people, right? Talk Radio's correspondent is in a Portaloo at the back reporting on it, and I think that speaks volumes. Anyway, that was Alex Dibble. He's down at Trafalgar Square with all of the Olympic celebrations. And what better way to celebrate that by having our reporter see how well used a media toilet is? You are listening to Talk Radio. Next, we will meet today's lonely luncher. And he was genuinely in the toilet, by the way. We weren't making that up. That was genuinely Alex down there in the toilets of Trafalgar Square reporting on the Olympic celebrations. Next, we'll meet today's Lonely Luncher. We will, of course, launch Headline Hijack as well. And on the programme, in around an hour's time, we'll be joined by the authors of the Ladybird books for adults, Joel Morris, Jason Hazley, with us, the Ladyboys, as I'm liking to call them, and Will to their face in around an hour's time. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination, Drive, with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
eBay has everything you need for Halloween.
Honey, just to let you know, Jacob's got Halloween coming up.
New kids' Halloween costumes.
And he's been asked to do trick-or-treating.
Halloween sweets.
With some of the older kids from Year 9.
Scary makeup.
And I said they could all come to ours afterwards.
Halloween decorations.
With their mums and dads.
Booze. Discover a fantastic range of new Halloween items you can buy instantly with free delivery from eBay. The ultimate turn-your-little-monsters-into-actual-monsters shop.
Right, sharp a knife, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again. Pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again. Ah, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's best tariff promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Another big little thing from HSBC. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on our annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
Splitting on treats!
Sorry, kids. We're saving the treats for Mum and Dad this Halloween. When they buy the exciting Renault Capture or the equally adventurous Renault Kadjar from our award-winning crossover range, they'll now get an extra £750 towards their deposit with 3.99 APR representative until the 31st of October. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status, participating dealers only. Register by 31st of December. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Hertfordshire's M25 is slow anti-clockwise. This is towards a broken down lorry as you approach junction 16 for the M40. Two lanes are closed. Queues back to 18 at Chorley Wood. Through Stratford St Mary in Suffolk, the southbound A12 remains closed. That's at the exit for Stratford St Mary. That's because of a vehicle which has struck a bridge. Huntington's eastbound A14 is experiencing delays towards the Spittal interchange. There's a breakdown there. And in the Gorton area of Greater Manchester, the eastbound side of the A57 Hyde Road still closed around the A6010 after a building fire. I'm Jarena Adams.
David versus Goliath. City versus United. Dogs versus postmen. And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The strutters saved on their car insurance. The builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Settle down.
The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, of course, you can get in touch with Talk Radio in the usual ways. We are on the social media because we're modern. We're on Twitter, for instance. We're on the text. Text, by the way, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Well, now, you say that, right, but we also know that there has to be now a legal requirement that we repeat a phrase that suggests how much it would cost to text the station, right? We learned this from an email yesterday from Denny, the boss, right?
Denny.
So, yes. So, but now, we're working out how the best way to say it, and this has come in. Hi, John and Con.
Oh, hi.
Just a suggestion.
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 It's just a suggestion.
Thank you, Cass. Maybe you could say this. Start your 25p message with the word talk, which would condense the sentence, the awkward sentence we now have to say. Because you were saying, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk. Messages cost 25p plus your standard network rate.
So we could say, though, 87222, start your 25p message with the word talk. And then you could say, or contact us on Twitter, and he writes, start your free message with any word you like. Then he writes, meanwhile, I still have no idea why people have to start messages with the word talk. What happens to messages if we were to start them with the word owl? He writes. And then he sent us another one, starting with the word owl.
No, he didn't. Did it work?
No.
No.
So he sent us another one, starting with the word talk, and it says, this is Chris in Braintree, wasting his money to send you these costly messages about owls. Thank you very much, Chris.
Chris, you do have to start your message with the word talk for us to see it.
But where does it go if you say write the word owl?
I don't know. It's not go somewhere.
It must go somewhere.
You think someone's phone just keeps buzzing.
If you say,
I keep getting owl messages.
If you text 87222 but started with the word owl, it's got to go. Something's got to happen to it.
It probably just doesn't go to anywhere.
And this has come in as well. John, I've spent the whole of yesterday with my face wrapped in the Star, the Sun, the Daily Mail and the Mirror. And I still can't get my head around the news. And that's coming from Mr. P. Head of Fleet Street. Thank you for texting that in. 25 pence. But you're the same, aren't you, Cornelius?
I can't get my head around it either.
The news is very complicated, as we've learned, but it's all right because this is the show that helps pull you through it. And this is where we take the day's big stories and break them down into their component parts, which are, of course, well, there's only one. It's Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Cliff Richard in car with Paul Gambaccini. There's no comment from us.
News in haikus. Right, let's open the doors to the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
That's right, it's time to induct someone into that very hall, what I mentioned just then. It's the Talk Radio 1 to 4 in the weekday afternoons Lonely Lunch Club. It works like this. You simply have to be lunching alone. The reason is not important. It's disimportant. But all you have to do is come on the radio and tell us why you might be lunching alone. Tell us what you're having for lunch and then indulge in any kind of idle chit-chat that you require. That's the point. We take on the role of virtual friend or colleague, so you are no longer lunching alone. That is the Lonely Lunch Club. And there are prizes to be had for each and every inductee. Except they're not prizes, they're gifts for other complicated reasons we don't quite understand. On the line today, then, our latest member of the Lonely Lunch Club. She's called Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
How are we?
How are we? Well, thank you. We're answering each other's questions now.
We are.
Good. How are you, Kate?
I am not too bad, thank you. It's a little lonely.
Yeah, but, well, which is the point of the exercise, of course. Before we get on to the reason that you're lunching alone, why? What do you do? Why have you taken the time out to get in touch? What is it you do for work, Kate?
I am a management consultant.
Right.
Yeah, I get that sort of reaction quite a lot.
I imagine you do. Now, so do you consult with management, for management, or on behalf of management?
All of the above.
I see. So talk us through a typical. Talk us through when you get to work, what happens. I mean, obviously ignore the first 2 hours which you've just spent on Facebook or social media or whatever without doing anything.
And we ignore, like, the coffee.
The coffee break, obviously.
Yeah.
When you actually settle down to do something, what is it?
Well, the first thing that I do with my day is to run a status update call, which is very exciting.
To run a what, sorry?
A status update call.
Great, yep.
So I get my team all together and we all have a chat about what's going well and what's going not so well. And
in the world of management?
Yeah.
Broadly speaking.
Yep.
And do you have a manager?
I do.
Do they consult you in order to manage you better?
I do like to engage in a bit of upward feedback, for sure. Yeah.
Upward feedback is a very management consultant phrase, if you don't mind me saying so.
Not at all. We pride ourselves on it.
Have you got some other corporate speak that you'd like to share with us?
Make sure that you always have skin in the game.
You always what?
Make sure you always have skin in the game.
You always have skin in the game?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What sort of games do you play there?
Oh, you know, management games.
Yes. I think we're getting that.
Yeah.
I mean, skin in the game, it sounds like some sort of horrific version of Uno, where instead of cards with numbers and colours written on, you're doling out skin.
I mean, in a metaphorical sense, you're not wrong.
I was rather hoping I would be. So what does skin in the game mean?
It means that you are taking on part of the risk. So you are you're willing to accept some of the risk as well as your client. So they're not alone in doing risky things. You're going to be with them. You've got your skin in the game.
Right. And what sort of git came up with that?
Oh, one of the many that work in this sort of world.
You know what you should do? Because obviously you go to these kind of meetings, Kate, all the time. I think you should just randomly come up with phrases. Right. And just and just throw them into meetings.
I tell you what, John, I have a meeting this afternoon where this kind of phraseology is going to be used. Can you give me a suggestion for one?
Yeah.
And I will get it into the meeting.
Could you do us a favour? Could you do it, but record it on your phone when you do it?
Okay.
Right, and then send us the audio and we'll play it out tomorrow.
All right, yeah. Right?
So I want you to say something like, hey, guys, I think we should just rocket the salad on that.
Guys, we should just rocket the salad on that.
Exactly that, yeah. That's a good one.
Okay.
Other suggestions welcome, of course. You can get them to us 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So, for instance, you could also say... I mean, what's that? Those sort of classic ones about running things at flagpoles. That's one, isn't it? So,
yeah.
You know, well, you could say... a topical one. You could say, I think we should take that idea and dress it in a tracksuit and storm the Olympic parade.
Cool.
Yeah, so get that one in as well. Do you want to practice it?
Okay. Let's take that idea, dress it in a tracksuit, and storm the Olympic parade.
Very good. And then what you should do in that meeting is just say, who wants to see my skin?
I think HR would have a problem with that.
Hey, look, it's the world you mix in.
Yeah, I know.
It's not, don't blame
shame.
Me, you know.
Shame.
Weird people. Listen, it's why are you lunching alone? That, I mean, apart from the obvious.
I say things that
yeah.
HR are unhappy with.
That's right.
I've been put in solitary.
Your colleagues have all gone off to consult on something, so you're left alone. What? Are you in the office? Are you in a? What are you doing?
Yeah. So my work buddies, like the people that I actually get on with and like, are working on different projects, and they're all in a meeting.
Yeah.
So I'm alone eating al desco.
Eating what?
Al desco.
Al desco. Very good. Yeah. It's an officey thing.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, al desco. Yeah. It's good. And what are you eating at your desk?
I have glass noodles, miso soup with tofu and vegetable noodles. Not noodles, vegetable dumplings.
Right. So that's quite exotic for a, that's not your, just not your boring old desk sandwich, is it? That's quite good. I like that. You're the
not
sort
bad.
Of person that they're all in that meeting complaining about you because you're the one that makes the office smell.
Almost certainly.
That's what's going on there.
Yeah.
No, it's okay, Kate. You don't need to come to the meeting. We're going to have a meeting, and they're all getting there going, she makes the office stink of noodles. She makes it stink of noodles. Someone's got to tell her. She keeps showing... She keeps showing skin. Tell her to stop. look, you're inducted by dint of even being on the phone into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, you've got a choice of gift prizes. I don't know whether you're aware of this. Everyone who gets inducted into the Talk Radio in the afternoon to Tupperware Hall of Despair gets a choice of a celebratory gift. Okay, so have a listen to this glitter. It's like, I don't know whether you remember, you probably don't, the Generation Game from years ago.
I do.
You do remember
yep.
that? All right. They used to have a conveyor belt of prizes, didn't they? That went past.
A cuddly toy.
Yes, we haven't got one of those. So imagine a conveyor belt of glittering prizes that we have to call gifts for legal reasons is going past you now as we start the gift music. So, Kate, you can choose from one of these following items.
A Talk Radio mug.
No, we're not giving away Sam Delaney. It's a mug with a Talk Radio logo on it.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Containing a haiku that's so unbroadcastable, I was called into a meeting with the manager today just for writing it.
A Talk Sport mug.
We're not giving away Jason Cundy, whoever that is. It's a mug.
With a TalkSport
logo on it.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
My new book that's out now in paperback.
Yes, John Holmes discusses his childhood journey to becoming a presenter on a poorly listened to digital station in this rags-to-rags story.
A TalkSport 2 mug.
Yes, we gave one away yesterday and it was the only one and Ray Stubbs isn't happy.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Keep track of the days with the man who doesn't work here anymore.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Drain your vegetables with the man who won't work here for much longer.
Harsh. Right, so, Kate, out of all of them, I mean, what a, you've got to agree, that is a, they would grace any management consultant's desk and be the envy of the management consultancy world.
But, it certainly would.
But which of those gift prizes would you like to take away as a memento of your time in the Tupperware Hall of Despair?
Well, I think I'm going to have to go for the Metro newspaper with the haikus so that I can say the unmentionable haiku in a meeting.
Excellent. And record that on your phone as well and send it to us. Kate, thank you very much indeed. Do make sure you record that stuff. We'll play it out tomorrow. That's Kate, the management consultant, being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Now, if you would like to be inducted into it, then there's a very simple way of getting in touch. It involves an email. It's this lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get on the list. Ask broadcasts through the glass. We'll call you back. You won't hear a word she's saying, partly because she's from Hull, but also because she's lost her voice. However, one of those prizes could well be yours, even though we now know that people in the office are complaining that there's no talk radio mugs left.
That's true.
You have to order some more. So there's only the small matter now of today's headline hijack. Goodness me, it moves along a pace, doesn't it? Right, made-up news stories. In the news at 2 o'clock, there'll be the news at 2 o'clock, but also in there will be a complete and utter made-up lie. Fib, fabricate and fake your way into that bulletin. Hear Victoria say your lie out loud as though it were truth. That's headline hijack. Let's rattle through a couple that have come in before we choose today's winner. Cornelius, what have you got there?
Dino says the Premier League have released a statement this morning officially apologising for the much-hyped Manchester United-Liverpool fixture yesterday evening, as it was so boring. The statement said, whilst it does recognise that the Premier League is home to some of the most exciting football in the world, that the hype that was built up before the game led to a New Year's Eve effect.
Yes, it happens. That happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You think, oh, great, it's New Year's Eve, and then it's just sort of rubbish.
Yeah.
Stephen Wolfe has announced, this has come in from Alan. Stephen Wolfe has announced that following his quitting of the UKIP, he's starting his own party calling for independence of the UK from UKIP. He says that the party will be called UKIPIP. And be comprised of members who have been formally kicked out of the party for being racist, with Godfrey Bloom being the deputy leader. That's UKIPIP.
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 Let's hope no one leaves that one and gets annoyed.
UKIPIP. We need a winner. A made-up news story sent in by
Joanne
from
Kingsbury
has made it into the news, which is coming next on Talk Radio. After that, Work Experience Punditry. Michael's here today to review new music in around half an hour's time. Joel Morris and Jason Hazley, who are the authors of those Ladybird books for adults, will be joining us live in the studio. And later, you can win some meat in a game of band or lorry. All to come on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Whether you're saving up for a new home or you've got a wedding to pay for, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000 should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Do you take credit cards, she says?
Yeah.
Like I've got a card machine in my toolbox?
No one pays cash these days. I use a PayPal Here card reader. Fits in my pocket. I take cards, even contactless. With no monthly fees, job done.
Get paid by card or contactless wherever you do business with the PayPal Here card reader. Just $47.99 until October 31st. Order yours now at paypal.co.uk/here.
Right, you're around then.
Sorry, pal, not carrying cash.
Subject to application approval, terms and transaction fees apply.
Stand Up to Cancer returns to Channel 4 with some very special friends, including Britney Spears, Noel Gallagher, Boy George, Little Mix, Michael Bublé, Alicia Dixon, David Tennant, plus many more. Also featuring Street Make meets First Dates and a Gogglebox celebrity special. Join us for a killer night of fundraising. Stand Up to Cancer, Friday at 7 on Channel 4.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Just after 2 o'clock, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, girl convicted of double murder, airport expansion decision next week, and London welcomes Rio athletes.
Talk Radio.
A 15-year-old girl has been found guilty of murdering a woman and her teenage daughter while they slept in Lincolnshire. Her boyfriend had already admitted stabbing and smothering Elizabeth and Katie Edwards in Spalding in April. Here's Detective Chief Inspector Martin Holvey.
What makes this case even more shocking is that these two were 14 years of age when they planned, committed these callous, senseless and unprovoked attacks on Elizabeth and Katie.
It's thought the teenagers are Britain's youngest ever couple to be convicted of murder. They'll be sentenced next month. We'll finally find out which airport in the South East has the government's support to expand next week. Unusually, ministers will also be able to openly voice their personal opinions on whether they prefer Heathrow or Gatwick. The Defence Secretary has confirmed that RAF aircraft have been supporting Iraqi and Kurdish forces as they try to take Iraq's second city back from the Islamic State group. Michael Fallon has told the Commons they're helping with intelligence gathering and air support around Mosul. The row between NatWest and Russian state broadcaster RT has escalated. Russia's embassy is demanding the British government explain why the bank's chosen to withdraw its services. A spokesperson for the Prime Minister has already said the decision was taken independently. And Trafalgar Square in London is hosting the second part of a homecoming celebration for Britain's Olympic and Paralympic athletes. The two teams won a combined 214 medals in Rio, including 91 gold. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has told Talk Radio it's right to honour all their achievements.
Team GB and Paralympics GB are heroes. And I actually want to thank not just them, but their coaches, their families, all those who helped them make huge sacrifices. It's about hard work, dedication, courage, and you know, the summit is the Olympics and the Paralympics. And this is our chance to say congratulations.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Why did you choose that clip of Sadiq Khan talking to Talk Radio when not 25 minutes ago, Talk Radio's own Alex Dibble was reporting live for this show from Trafalgar Square from inside a Portaloo?
Do you know what? I preferred the sense of atmosphere.
There was a lot of atmosphere.
Sadiq Khan.
There was a lot of atmosphere in that loo, I can tell you.
I don't want to know about that kind of atmosphere.
Well, it was very loud, so he had to get in the toilet in order for us to hear him.
Yeah, well, Dibble is very resourceful, yes. But I wanted to
And regular, it turns out.
Great. I wanted to use a voice of somebody who is relevant to the story as opposed to our lovely colleague, Alex.
Okay.
Can I do the weather?
Yep.
Sunny spells and isolated showers for most of us, with a band of rain crossing southwest Scotland and northern England. Feeling colder with a northwesterly wind, highs of 13 degrees.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Tottenham midfielder Heung-min Son says he's feeling good for tonight's Champions League game away at former club Bayer Leverkusen. He's scored 5 goals so far this season, and the versatile midfielder says the side's form has helped him play even better recently.
I play with confidence, I think, also. And, what I say is that the teammate is behind me, and before I start the season, I want to play well, and I think this thinking is make me more motivated.
Elsewhere, top of Group G, Leicester City host Copenhagen. In the Sky Bet Championship tonight, leaders Norwich are at Fulham. Second place Newcastle travel to Barnsley. There's a full programme in Sky Bet League One, where leaders Scunthorpe travel to third bottom Oldham. Finally, former world champion Bernard Hopkins will end his 28-year boxing career in December. The American, who's 51, will take on Joe Smith Jr. in his final fight in LA. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, police have seized 8 gallons of illegal gravy smuggled into the country in a shipment of cows. The gravy did not abide by strict UK regulations about both colour and density, while a number of cows are said to have been put on watch.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Hello then, welcome if you're just joining us. It is Talk Radio that you're listening to, yes, in the afternoons. 1 till 4, I am John Holmes. And today on the programme, we are giving away free radio meals. Now, there's been much controversy, of course, over whether grammar schools should offer free meals in a bid to prioritise poor pupils. So to do our bit, today we're prioritising poor listeners. If you are poor, then get in touch with us with proof of poorness and we'll decide whether or not you are eligible for a free radio meal. In common with school dinners, the food will be disgusting. And we do reserve the right to refuse you a meal should we consider you not poor. Free radio school-style meals we're giving away today on Talk Radio.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Let's do some work experience punditry. Michael. Joins us to review music. Work Experience Punditry, of course, is where we road test the next generation of critics, of broadcasters, crucially of pundits, of which Michael is one, and his work experience, which means we simply don't have to pay him. It's all testament to Talk Radio's relaxed notion of employment law. Hello, Michael.
Hello, John.
Hi there, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, yeah. Was that jingle music a bit different to the one before?
I ring the changes.
Gee.
I like to keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Because
sometimes I will play, as you know, a bit. There's a Green Day bit that brings you in. Sometimes a bit of Frank Turner.
Yeah.
But this is a little new one for you. You're reviewing music. I thought you might like a variety of it.
I mean,
it's also none of your wishy-washy stuff that you normally bring in every week and try and palm off on us as worth listening to.
Yeah.
And I assume, Michael, this week is no different.
Yeah, I've got some more of that.
Good.
Got some more of that this week. Although I thought I'd start off with a bit of a gig review. Mixing things up a bit.
Yeah.
Because last night I took myself down to the Roundhouse.
The Roundhouse.
With my girlfriend.
That's not taking yourself then, is it? That's taking two of you.
We both took ourselves.
Okay.
To the Roundhouse. Had a little pizza beforehand.
A little pizza?
Yeah.
How big?
Across the road. Quite big, actually.
You just said little.
I think I've been to that pizza place.
Oh, yeah.
No one's interested in the Roundhouse.
I thought we were reviewing it.
No.
I had quite bad service, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. Anyway, I went to see James Vincent McMorrow.
Did you?
I did.
Have we got a clip of it?
We got a clip of some of his music, not the gig. We've got a clip of one of his songs called We Move. No.
No?
Not the name of the song.
All right.
What is the name of the song?
I don't know. You've brought your brought your rubbish in here.
Rising Water from the album We Move.
Here we go. And how long were you at that gig before you fell asleep?
No, that's probably the sort of most lively thing I've brought in.
Yes, I know.
Do you know? But that's quite upbeat and funky.
It is. It's quite samey. It's quite, you know, there's kind of an ilk of singer-songwriters that just sound like that now.
Is there?
Don't you think?
No, I think it was quite... He's quite sort of different. He's a bit different.
Is he?
Because he came from a sort of folk guitar, high voice, ballady background.
Yeah.
And now he's added sort of electronic instruments and synths and funky bass lines and stuff. So he's got that kind of blend.
A blend.
Yeah.
All right. Did you at any point during the gig lean over to your girlfriend and go, I do like the blend? Did you say that?
You know what? I actually did.
Yeah.
Because there was what he had. It was him, two girls on one side, two boys on the other.
And the blender.
And they all sang. And the voices blended amazingly well. And I did actually say, wow, don't their voices blend well? So it's like you were almost there, John.
I wish I had been.
But he was very, very, very good.
Yeah.
Had a good time. He was funny, cracked some jokes.
Did he?
He brought the room down a level when he sort of played a little song by himself on the piano.
He brought the room down?
Yeah. It sort of
he rose the water.
Yeah.
And brought the room down.
He did everything. He did everything, but
is he
people...
a qualified plumber?
The people around us were quite annoying. Because I haven't been to a gig.
Of course they were. It's a James Vincent McMorrow gig.
No, but not because of their musical tastes.
Oh.
Just the whole, you know, the whole phone thing. Get your phone out, take a picture.
Yeah. Do they film the gig in that annoying?
Yeah, a lot of people film stuff.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right in front of me. And it's like, what, I don't know why you're doing that.
Yeah.
When are you going to watch that?
So did you, have you long been a fan of this gentleman?
Not really.
Oh.
No, this was his third album, We Move. And that's the first album I've got, and I really liked it. He's well known for having this song on the Love Film advert. Do you remember that?
Well, you say well known.
If I played you the song that was on the Love Film advert, you'd know it.
Are you going to do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
James Vincent McMorrow.
Yeah. Good man.
I think he was in with Virgin. Our sister station had him in for a session.
Probably.
I think recently.
Yeah. Well,
I saw Edith Bowman tweet about it.
The album is new. It is topical. It is current. It is hip.
Is it?
It is cool.
Right.
And he is good.
He
was in on Monday.
See, I told you.
Yeah.
There you go.
What, yesterday?
Two Door Cinema Club tomorrow. That's good.
Yeah. They had a new album out, but I didn't want to talk about it.
They've slightly changed direction, haven't they? They've gone Two Door Cinema Club. They were a bit poppy. Now they've gone a bit more. Nope. Anyway, you don't want to talk about that.
No.
What are we talking about next?
Next, I thought we could talk about a band called Archive. Have you heard of Archive?
I don't think I have.
No. So Archive are a London-based band whose music has covered such genres as electronic, trip-hop, avant-garde, post-rock and prog-rock. Okay,
that's running quite the gamut of music there, isn't it?
I know. They've been around for 20 years.
Have they?
Yeah. Apparently, they're more well-known in Europe. But they're London based, but they're well known in Europe, but they're not well known in England. Anyway, they
that's
had an
we're
album
not in
out.
Europe.
Yeah. Good point. They had an album out a couple of weeks ago called The False Foundation.
Yeah.
I heard this song called Bright Lights on the radio the other day and I was blown away.
Were you?
Yes.
Big talk from you, Michael.
Big words.
Yeah. So what radio station, I mean you can name them.
Six Music it was.
Oh,
of course
it was.
It was their headphones set bit, headphones session or something.
Yeah, whatever. So this is Archive.
Yeah, Bright Lights.
Bright Lights. Okay, here we go.
Never mind such slight of decay. And the flesh they'll only try to erase. Bright lights are filling me. Bright lights are traveling deep. Bright lights surrounding me.
Can you bring in something good at some point? I mean, could you just do that?
That is good.
It's all... I don't know what's going on in your head. It's all... You must walk through life like you're sort of dreaming. It's all ethereal with you, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Sigur Rós. It's ethereal. It's reverb.
It's Archive.
It's Archive.
I mean, no wonder we've never heard of them. I mean, to be honest.
No, that is a great song. It's a great song.
It didn't blow me away.
Well... Okay, but you only get 30-second snippet, okay?
Yeah.
It's like a 5-minute, 4-minute song.
Yeah.
And it kind of builds, right? And by the end, you're thinking, yeah.
How far...
Oh, yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
How many hours till this song is good?
I mean, does it build... when you say builds,
yeah.
Does it get much beyond what just happened?
Well, the thing with it is it starts with just sort of piano, and a sort of electronic drum beat going.
Yeah.
And then all these kind of production techniques happen, like the piano will just cut out and then suddenly come back in. The reverb will suddenly get really big and then it will go away. Synth noises will just appear, then disappear. And it's like a bit of a, it's like a bit of a sonic journey. Hey.
You're not selling it that well, if I'm honest.
If you like sonic journeys, then Archive is the band for you. Although I've only ever actually heard that one song by them.
Which is probably representative, to be honest. If I want a sonic journey, I should play the Hedgehog game.
You could play Archive along with it.
No.
It would be like a two-tier journey.
No.
Okay.
No, didn't like that. So
okay,
we're going to take a break in a moment, but where, what, I mean, I don't really want to ask, but where are you taking us next?
Yeah, to two more songs that you definitely won't like. guy called Connor Oberst from Bright Eyes. Do you know Bright Eyes?
Burning Like Fire.
No. And then he's got a new album out anyway, and then a band called Daughter. Do you know them? No, okay, they're pretty... depressing, sad stuff. So we've got more.
Oh, great!
More of that on the
so
way.
So much to look forward to. Yay, everybody! Woo! Michael's back. Woo!
I like to stick to what I know.
We've noticed that. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Good. All right, Michael's. Who books him? Michael's here with his review of new dreary music on Talk Radio as part of Work Experience Punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas, and it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultima unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Oh, is this your glass? Can I have a sip?
Sure.
Mmm. Oh, Coke. Are you not drinking Coca-Cola Zero Sugar anymore?
Check for yourself.
It is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. No way!
New Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Tastes more like Coke. Try it.
Got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on self-assembly kitchens. Get £50 of Sainsbury's vouchers when you spend £500 expat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's queues in Devon between Shooter and Axminster on the A35. That's because of the closure of the A30 due to tree cutting. Anti-clockwise, the M25 is moving much better after earlier problems near 16 at the M40. You're still struggling on the southbound M1 through Bedfordshire. This is after earlier problems near the Toddington services. No change through Stratford, St Mary and Suffolk. The southbound A12 closed around junction 30 after a vehicle struck a bridge. And new problems in Lincolnshire for the southbound A15 at near Scampton. Heading towards Lincoln around the A1500. Some restrictions there because of a breakdown. I'm Joanna Adams.
Cops versus robbers. The Capulets versus the Montagues. Drivers versus parking wardens. And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The Strutters saved on their car insurance. The Builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 20 past two in the afternoon. Good afternoon. And before we press on with the world's dreariest music, let us take some of your reactions that have been coming in. Talk Radio, of course, very much the home of reactions. If you've got a reaction or an opinion or a thought, then why not, when you are taking your bottles to the bottle bank next weekend, why not pop some of your reactions in the brand new Talk Radio reaction bins that you'll find in supermarket car parks. Just look for the Talk Radio logo, pop your reactions in there. They get collected and then distributed among the presenters here. Here's some that we've got coming in. Cornelius, what have we got?
Lots coming in, John. I never thought it would happen between me and a girl from Clapham, out on the windy common that night. I ain't forgotten. That's coming from Squeeze. Yeah. John, I read this story about the ambulances struggling to find parking spaces outside hospitals. Why don't they just do what I do and when I visit my nan in hospital and park in the Sainsbury's next door and then buy a meal deal allowing me to park there? He says it's also a good idea because then the NHS could save up the Nectar points and buy a defibrillator.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, then react it in this direction as well. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And let's return to Michael, who brings us work experience punditry. I'll be brutally honest, most people would rather listen to this bed music than the stuff he brings in, but he's here anyway to review the music. It's all much of a muchness, but he likes it, and weeks go by, he tries to persuade us as to its value. Yeah. So far, unsuccessfully. This is a tweet that's just come in for you, Michael. Mm. Bloody hell. Is there any music with some energy? Are the youth all on life support these days?
Did you not hear the first one? It had drum beats and stuff. Oh, forget it.
All right. So we've talked about, what was the first one?
James Vincent McMorrow.
And then we talked about Archive.
Yeah. The band no one knows.
Yes. They've been around for 20 years, apparently. And yep. There's a reason. We don't know who they are. But now we move on to Pastures the Same.
Pretty much similar.
Yeah.
These last two are actually quite, they're even worse in terms of sort of slow, depressing stuff.
Great.
I thought I'd save the best till last for you, John.
Yeah.
The first one is a guy called Connor Oberst, who's from the band Bright Eyes.
Oberst?
Yes, that is his name.
Oberst? Yes. Is it like Irish? Like, what's his name?
Oberst. But it's not like O apostrophe, Oberst. It's just O-B-E-R-S-T. It's
Oberst.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is known for his work with the band Bright Eyes.
Bright Eyes.
Sort of indie rock band from about the early 2000s. He has come out with a solo album, released on Friday, so it's very, very topical, very current. The album is called, can't remember.
Okay.
It's called Ruminations. There we go, that's what it's called. It's not called, can't remember, it's called Ruminations.
You ruminated on that.
Yeah, and he recorded it in his house in Nebraska last year, over 2 days. Just him, a piano, a harmonica, and a guitar.
Right.
The dream.
Here it is.
His wife doesn't talk, hates when he's gone, counts every skirt in his new entourage, and they're all gossamer thin, left of the dial. Bohemians, and they dance, turn them in style, twirl around the room, curtsy and smile, and they sit at his feet, read poetry, and swoon with each word he speaks.
And there he comes in there with his harmonica. Ah.
Oh. I'm going to surprise you now.
Oh,
I quite like that.
Yeah, it's actually not that depressing, is it?
No, I like that.
He sort of, well, basically because Bright Eyes were kind of, they were labelled emo,
Yeah.
And he has that kind of warble in his voice that when he sings about sort of emo-y stuff can make it even worse. But I really like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't dreary.
No.
It's lo-fi, but not dreary.
Yeah. I mean, you might not want to listen to the rest of the album, because that might be that might be the high point.
Have you listened to the rest of the
album? I've listened to some of the tracks, yeah.
And that is the high point, is
it? Yeah.
Has he done a cover of this?
Bright eyes, burning like fires. Bright eyes, how can you close and fade? How can the light that burns so brightly suddenly burn so pale? Bright eyes.
No.
Oh. It's just a shame, in many ways.
He should do that.
He should do that.
He should give it a go.
Yeah.
He'd give it a damn good go.
Has he ever murdered a rabbit, as far as you know?
No.
Okay.
No. Has he ever turned around?
Probably. In his lifetime.
Has he?
Well, just sort of turned his back.
Well, just every now and then.
Yeah. He falls apart.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think he's done one of those things. Yeah. In song form.
All right, well, we liked that one.
Oh, good.
So that, you know, that's not bad, is it? Yeah, if this were that programme on your six music that you keep banging on about, then I, as the Steve Lamacq of this room, would say, is that a hit or a miss?
You would have said a hit.
And I'd have said that one was a hit.
Oh, good.
What was his name?
Conor Oberst.
Conor Oberst.
Conor Oberst.
Yeah. But he's American.
Okay.
He's not Irish.
Fine.
But the album's called Ruminations, and you should check it out.
All right.
Good.
What's next, Michael?
I end on a high point. A band called Daughter. Do you know them?
I mean, you say high point, and I'll admit the nation is now listening to you say that, based on previous evidence, and the nation is thinking, high point? Really, but Michael?
Fittingly, the
given
song...
Given what you've made us listen to already today?
The song is called The End. Okay, so it's like the end of my section. You like
it? Could be the end of the entire feature.
It's like I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
But Daughter are a London-based band. They're fronted by a lady called Elena Tonra, I think.
Whatever you think.
They have released a couple of EPs, two albums. Latest one was released last year called Not to Disappear.
Yep.
This track was released on Friday, and it's taken from the same sessions of that album.
Yep.
It's called The End.
There we go.
I'd say you were sent here just to keep me in check. My pulse is quick. My neck is stretched. Cruel lover says I need to just
I'm going to be honest with you. It sounds to me a lot like she's had access to Florence's machine. Let's be honest.
No.
What's happened there is she's gone into Florence's shed in the night.
Yeah.
Right. And used her machine.
I don't agree with that. She's got her own machine, her own songwriting machine.
Has she?
Yeah, her brain.
No.
Yeah. Mm. And it's had drums and everything, and it actually takes off after that as well.
Well, so why didn't you play that bit? Some of the dreary nonsense.
I thought I'd give you the build-up so that people listen to it and go, I like where that's going.
No one said that.
They might do.
Everyone said that. Let me read that tweet to you again.
No, but it had drums. That person wanted energy. That had energy. That had feeling.
Power. Bloody hell. Any music with a bit of energy are the youth all on life support these days. That's it aimed at you, Michael.
Yeah. And to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of Daughter, actually. So like, I shouldn't be standing here defending them that much. I like them. On paper, I should really like them. Because they're sort of reverby, echoey guitars.
Sad. Wishy-washy.
Yeah.
Ethereal, disposable nonsense.
I should really love them. But for some reason, I can't get into them as much as I wish I could. But that song's new. And if you like it, you should listen to it. If you don't like it, just leave it.
Yeah, I will. why did you bring in the new Bowling for Soup? What's wrong with you?
What? There's a reason. Everyone knows the reason why I didn't bring in Bowling for Soup. They're rubbish.
No! Oh, I won't have it.
Bit of rubbish.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Michael there, work experience punditry. That's us road testing the next generation of broadcasters, critics and pundits with work experience people so we don't have to pay them. It's all testament to Talk Radio's relaxed attitude to employment law. We're up there with Sports Direct in many ways. In the next half an hour then, we talk to two men that I dislike due to their success level. Jason Hastie, Joel Morris, they're the Ladyboys, as I've been calling them all day, the authors of the Ladybird books for adults. We'll be in talking to us next on Talk Radio. It's 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A teenage girl has been found guilty of murdering a mother and her daughter as they slept at their home in Lincolnshire. The 15-year-old and her boyfriend, who'd already pleaded guilty, are thought to be the UK's youngest ever couple to face jail for murder. Elizabeth Edwards and her 13-year-old daughter were stabbed and smothered in Spalding in April. Reverend Mike Cheshire says they'll always be remembered by the local community.
We've put a small plaque up, not that we need that. And we have their photographs on the side altar. And we light candles on Sunday morning as a sign of their presence with us.
Ministers opposed to the government's decision on airport expansion are going to be allowed to express their views for a short time after the announcement. We're due to find out next week whether Heathrow or Gatwick will be the preferred option. RAF aircraft have been supporting Iraqi forces as they try to take the country's second city back from the Islamic State group. The Defence Secretary Michael Fallon has told the Commons they're helping with intelligence gathering and air support around Mosul. Greggs is the latest food company to announce a delivery service. The bakery is going to trial it in Newcastle before rolling out to Manchester and London. And Team GB and Paralympics GB are in London to show off their Rio medals this afternoon. The athletes are at a special event in Trafalgar Square. The weather's sunny spells and isolated showers for most of us, with a band of rain crossing southwest Scotland and northern England. Feeling colder than recently with a northwesterly wind and highs of 13 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you, Victoria.
It's okay, John.
I mean, I admit I wasn't actually listening to a word of that.
I know.
And actually left the room while it was happening.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
Okay. So, have you got bonus news later?
Yes, we'll do it at half three.
An hour's time.
Yeah.
Animal news.
I've got one story I'm really excited about.
Are you? Okay. Now, the reason for this, in case you're wondering, in case you've just sort of tuned in going, what, is that when we started on Talk Radio back in March, Victoria's bulletins were bigger than they are now, and they've very, very much, she's had them shaved, and there's a minute off them now. There are 2 minute long, your news bulletins.
That's correct. They used to be three, and now they're two in the middle of the day.
And to make the time up, because you haven't had a reduction in salary, you have to do extra bonus news today. Animal news.
Yes, animal news.
In an hour's time.
Yes.
We're all looking forward to that.
I hope that's genuine, John.
Yes. Still to come on the programme as well. Don't forget, later, in around an hour's time from now, you can win some meat. Your choice, chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. In a game of band or it's going to be jet fighter. Band or jet fighter today to celebrate the attack on Mosul. Band or jet fighter, if you want to play, get in touch. You can with this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Do you need to do the money thing?
Is it two? Messages cost 25 pence plus your standard network rat.
Right.
Right.
That's it's quite fuzzy.
It's fuzzy on there.
Fuzzy on the screen.
Yeah. All of that still to come. The big debate at 3 o'clock as well. Oh, and I should tell you, we will be joined by one of the lawyers. So you know that show Making a Murderer?
Yes.
Off of the television?
Yes.
Off of Netflix and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, one of the lawyers from that actual case.
Which
joining
one?
Us on the programme. I don't know yet.
I need to actually listen to this bit.
It'll either be Dean or Jerome.
Jerry.
Dean or Jerome. Dean. I've just been told it's Dean.
Oh, brilliant.
So Dean, the lawyer for Making Murderer, joining us in an hour's time. Next, though, we'll talk to two men. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious. D-groovy. D-lovely. D-laney.
Stop.
Look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio that you are listening to. And obviously some of your reactions have been coming in. Talk Radio, as you know, the home of reaction. If you have a spare reaction, then this is where you can chuck it. As I said earlier, while perhaps at the weekend when you're taking your bottles to the bottle bank into the supermarket car park where those bins are, there are now Talk Radio reaction bins in all the car parks around the country. Just shove a reaction in there, they get collected and distributed to us. This is what's been coming in, Cornelius.
More like Breg. That's coming from Random Punchline to a poor joke I've not written yet. And the British Heart Foundation told me I died on Twitter this morning after liking one of their tweets, one of their things. Right. Just tweets you saying, sorry, you're dead. It's pretty gloomy, actually.
Right, thanks. Best keep your reactions to yourself. So I promise you hot guest action, and hot guest action is what I deliver, for I'm joined in the studio by two ladyboys. Good afternoon, Jason Hazley, Joel Morris. Hello.
Good afternoon, hello. John Holmes.
Hello.
Hi, John Holmes.
How are the devil you?
Yes, very well. Fine. Very devilish, yes.
Fine.
Good.
Diabolical.
So, now I haven't seen you for a while.
No.
It's been a while, hasn't
We've
it?
Worked together many times.
Yes.
We have.
To great success.
Yeah, yes.
Which is why I haven't seen you for a while. They exactly. pair us together because of the success we have.
On the Little Listen To Radio 4 series, Listen Against.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is being repeated on BBC Radio 4 Extra right now.
I was saying only this morning, it's one of my favourite things I've ever worked on.
Here, here. Yeah, absolutely.
We work on nice shows and also Listen Against, which I thought was one of the most fun jobs I've ever had. It was lovely.
Yeah, there
you go. Great fun, that series.
Yeah. It's repeated on.
Yeah,
it's on the Radio 4 Extra website.
So we'll all be getting an extra
sort of
17 pence.
Oh, but you now here's the point: you guys don't need that anymore. You don't need that kind of money, given the J.K. Rowling levels of success your Ladybird books are enjoying.
No, it's a surprise. Yeah, a very nice surprise.
Yeah, we're both slightly confused by it because we thought, when we came up with the idea and emailed the publisher, we thought, this is a good idea. We could do really well out of this. We could sell 60,000 books,
yes.
Which is what we sold with a previous book. And we thought that was what success was. And it would have been, that we'd have been happy with that. But we've now sold, I think, 2.3 million.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah, it's not bad, yeah. Is it?
I mean, I have to say, as also a writer, I'm quite annoyed that you've clogged up the book charts.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not giving anyone else a look at this. No one's got a run at it now.
You're not the only one. Kathleen Moran sent us an email saying, will you and Tony Blair stop cock-blocking me off the number one spot, please?
It's a fair point. I mean, that's been a lot of weeks.
Yes.
That it's been.
It was just, I think we've just not made it to a year, as far as I know. It's basically 49 weeks or something.
Yeah.
And then we dropped out with people just tired of it.
So this started, this whole idea, because it has been a huge success. Everyone kind of knows about them. And this has been a huge success in. But before you emailed the publisher, didn't you come up with the idea, like back in. You guys did the Framley Examiner.
Well,
didn't you do a spoof of it?
Well, we basically, the strange thing is we live in a world where we're obsessed, you know this about us, we're obsessed with retro, sort of vintage culture and classic design. We're the kind of people who have framed Ladybird prints on our walls at home, our houses are decorated, there's at least one shelf of just coloured spines, Ladybird books. And we thought, people sort of said, did you come up with it? We've been parodying sort of Ladybird books since we were kids, because we can parody everything we grew up with, sort of Oliver Postgate and sort of old driving manuals and everything. We're obsessed with pastiching old things. So Ladybirds was just something we thought would be a good book to have on our CV to write a Ladybird book, because we love Ladybird books. And then we realised that because they've been doing reproduction copies of them for, since about 2006 or something, they've been doing reproduction box sets, one for boys and one for girls. We thought, oh God, they've got a factory that still makes Ladybird books. And if you're a pastiche person, the thing you always want is access
to the stuff,
to the means of production. You want the Game of Thrones set to go on and do a P-take of Game of Thrones. And we suddenly thought, oh God, we know the people who seem to have contacts with the factory that makes Ladybird books. We could do what we've previously done as a pastiche in the Framley Examiner. We could do for real and have a book that's smelt like a Ladybird book and was made by Ladybird.
Yeah, and also access to that archive of pictures as well, which is so iconic.
Yeah.
But then, of course, using them for ill.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes, that's very much our
so did you
demeanor.
Did you go through the books, or did they give you access to the archive?
No,
did
they gave us... There was what happened was they had a huge pile of artwork, literally the physical artwork, sitting in their offices, and a few years ago they decided they needed to get rid of it. So it was rehoused, and in the process of moving it from A to B, a very sage woman called Ronnie Fairweather said, I'm going to have all this scanned, and I'm going to have it tagged. So they then put it all onto a giant search engine. So if
everyone at Penguin said, why have you done that? It's of no possible use. And then we turned up and went, we've got an idea. And they went, thank God we did that.
Because we're the ones who made her look not insane any longer, yeah, basically. Yeah. So we can arrive at an idea like, okay, we're going to do the Ladybird Book of the Hangover. So you sit there and you type in bacon.
Tired lady, despair,
sadness.
And up come a range of pictures.
It's like any other picture library. It's tagged by theme.
So what you're saying is this: you've achieved this through laziness.
Yeah,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Well, the joke about using the original artwork was because there's no way you can afford artists like that anymore, because they were very well paid at the time, but they were that kind of commercial artist. Now they're like pandas. There's only a couple of them. They don't breed anymore. Yeah. There are very few of them left, and hiring one would be very, very expensive.
Yeah,
so,
and
rather than hiring a panda,
they gave up all their rights to these pictures. A long time ago. Did they? Or are they getting residuals?
They were all bought out. All the artists were bought out.
As they were for the Beano and Look and Learn and the Eagle and things. Yeah. It was the way 2000 AD. All that artwork is all bought up by the publishers. So basically, if that archive becomes the archive that belongs to Ladybird.
Yeah. So the question, of course, that everyone is asking, given that question, is have you moved house to a mansion yet?
No. No,
well,
because
I mean, I know this about you, but it's a question I know people want.
Yes, you know this, yeah. No, what happens is, if you do a book that sells for very little money, which ours do, because they're small...
That's why they're in the charts. They're half as expensive as a real book.
And there are two of them. So they're half as expensive as a real book. There are two people sharing the royalty.
Yeah.
There's a licensing deal with Ladybird to use their images as attached to the contract. So actually, it just gets smaller and smaller and smaller, the amount.
So we've done all right.
We've done all right.
But we're not in J.K. Rowling territory. But we've done nicely. It's been a really nice year. Because it's nice to... The two things are, it's nice to have a hit because people laugh at it. And otherwise, especially if you're a writer, you're sort of writing into a vacuum thinking you've gone mad. And hearing people laugh in bookshops makes you happy.
Yeah.
The other thing is, it has enabled us to... Having a hit with something you're proud of is the loveliest thing. Being paid well for something you're ashamed of is a writer's lot a lot of the time.
But we've all done that, let's be honest.
Being paid very well for something. But to come up with something and to do it with almost no interference from Ladybird, they were lovely.
Yeah.
It's our own jokes, it's our own sense of humour. They just let us do it. They barely touched a word of it. And for it to come out and people go, ha ha, that's funny. It's like doing a stand-up set and hearing a guffaw of laughter at your favourite joke.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Stay with us. I know you have nothing better to do.
Literally nothing.
So we will keep talking after this. We've got to go to Traffic and Travel. You're listening to Talk Radio. Talking this afternoon to the Lady Boys, Joel Morris, Jason Hazley, the authors of the Ladybirds for Grown-Ups range of books. There's some new ones out. We'll talk about that. Next, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Stand Up To Cancer returns to Channel 4 with some very special friends, including Britney Spears, Noel Gallagher, Boy George, Little Mix, Michael Bublé, Alicia Dixon, David Tennant, plus many more. Also featuring Street Make meets First Dates and a Gogglebox celebrity special. Join us for a killer night of fundraising. Stand Up To Cancer, Friday at 7 on Channel 4.
Winston Wolf, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat,
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're fast, kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
It's amazing what you have at your fingertips. Emails, photos, banking. Yep, your smart devices keep getting smarter. But so do all those cyber criminals. They keep coming up with new ways to get at the personal things on your phone, tablet and computer. To keep them secure, always download the latest software and app updates. They contain important security upgrades which help protect your device from nasty viruses and hackers. Be cyber streetwise. Visit cyberstreetwise.com.
Finding the right worker is tricky. Are they hardworking, versatile, air-conditioned? The Renault Traffic has won the WattFam Best Medium Van Award for the last 2 years and comes with 4 years 0% APR, 4 years servicing, up to 4 years warranty, and 4 years roadside assistance when ordered by December 31st. How's that for a reference?
Visit one of our participating Renault Pro Plus specialist dealers to find out more. Business users only. Deposit payable. Renault Finance hire purchase. Subject to status. See renault.co.uk/offers for conditions.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's delays through Hertfordshire on the northbound M1 at the moment. This is after a breakdown just before 8 for Hemel. It's gone, but the congestion factor 6A at the M25. Better through Stratford St Mary for the A12 southbound. It's been closed because of an accident. A vehicle struck a bridge. It has reopened, but still quite busy. There's queues in Lincolnshire on the southbound A15 through Scampton. As you head towards Lincoln, a lorry's broken down around Horncastle Lane. And in the Gorton area of Greater Manchester, the eastbound side of the A57 Hythe Road, still closed because of a building fire. I'm Joanna Adams.
David versus Goliath. City versus United. Dogs versus postmen. And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The strutters saved on their car insurance. The builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. And yes, the slogan there, gentlemen, I don't know whether you heard that, the slogan for Talk Radio is simply this: Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. However, we now learn over the past few months that people's DAB screens aren't wide enough to display that slogan, thus turning their radios into the most threatening bits of equipment. Because it basically says, Talk Radio, we'll get you.
It could have been, we'll cut you in. That'd be really threatening.
Yeah. We'll talk more in a minute about the Ladybird books. However, for those regular listeners who get very confused with the news, you gentlemen will know that how fast-paced the news is these days. I mean, it's hard to keep up.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, isn't it? I mean, all of the Trafalgar Square celebrations today, there were fake imposters jumping on board the Olympic parade yesterday, there's the attack, the Mosul war, it's so complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I just can't get my head around it.
No, and we get letters from people saying how complicated the news is and they can't get their head around it. And what we like to do on this programme is take the big issues of the day and then analyse them through the medium of Japanese poetry. So, of course, when you take the news and you drill right down into it, as you both will know, what you end up with, if you peel the layers away, is Japanese poetry right at the heart of each and every news story.
Of course, yeah.
Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Wolf quits UKIP due to something rotten in party. They're called members.
The news in haikus. Right, let's talk to guest action. So, 2 million sales in under a year. This was a press release that came out in July, by the way. That's the latest update I've got of yours. Just to let you know.
Yeah.
So, two million.
I've had a birthday since then. Does that count?
It doesn't mention that.
Doesn't mention my birthday.
It doesn't. No.
What kind of a press release is this?
I know. Who wrote that? It's rubbish. What it does do, though, is mention the new titles that are coming out.
Yes. What are they?
Well, you tell me.
There's always one I forget, actually.
Well, let's see which one they forget.
There's three how it works. There's how it works, the cat, the dog,
yes,
and the grandparent.
Correct.
And then there is the ladybird book of the meeting, the ladybird book of the sickie,
yep,
the ladybird book of the zombie apocalypse.
Yes.
The Ladybird Book of the People Next Door.
Very
and
good.
And the Ladybird Book of Red Tape.
Nailed
How
it.
Did I do?
Nailed it. Very good.
Oh, it's like the generation game, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you get to keep them all. Yeah, exactly.
Ladybird Book of the Cuddly Toy.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's the... Well, this is the thing. How do you... Because obviously there were how many initially of these?
Eight.
Eight initially.
I think there's going to be sort of 19 or 20 when it comes out at Christmas. I lose track of how many there are, but yeah. And we decide on the titles by what there is in the archive. People keep recommending ones to us, and we keep going, yeah, good luck with that. I mean, we had trouble with the Ladybird Book of Dating, because there are no pictures of men and women sharing a picture.
Could be men and men.
Yeah, or maybe men and men. There are no pictures of grown-ups together having a nice time. Grown-ups are separate. One's looking after children, one's building a Vulcan bomber. They are in separate worlds. So the pictures in the archive, because they're from the sort of 60s to the... sort of 50s to the 70s mainly, that were limited in... There aren't any pictures of anyone working in an office.
Yeah.
People work in factories or at huge architects' desks. No one has a computer.
It's almost a testament to how the British manufacturing industry has, well, gone, but changed, I suppose, in terms of...
It's a very different world.
Yeah.
It's pictures of a different world. People are not doing things they do now. It's a sort of slight... We decided not to cheat by sort of painting in iPods and cans of Stella and things.
And rightly so, yeah.
So we decided to sort of use the pictures as they are, and actually the limitations, halfway through doing one of these books, you find you've got no pictures of it.
Yeah.
And you want to do... The two things, you're trying to do books about the modern world and also books about adulthood, grown-upness, and the books were designed to appeal to children, so they don't contain many adult things.
Yes.
So it's a bit...
I like the way you summed up the modern world with iPod and can of Stella there.
That's basically it, isn't it?
sort of catch-all of the modern land we live in.
Can of Stella. It's been many years since I've had a can of Stella. I must admit.
Well, it's not very nice, is it?
No, it's like sugar. It's just sugar in a tin.
Yeah. It's just like a dangerous strawberry bootlace, isn't it, really?
So in terms of where we go next, right? So you've got a list...
Where are we going next?
We're just carrying on with this.
Yeah. Okay, right.
But in terms of the book... And how, you know, you're governed by the illustrations, as you've said, but do you go to the illustrations first off, then, or do you sort of go, oh, okay, there must be pictures of cats, let's do the cat? I mean, what's the...
There's parallel streams, basically. The one stream is just constantly looking at the archive and having a look at what there is, getting to know it, and we know it now pretty well, especially one particular area of it. And the other one is to think about what areas we'd like to write about that we could find funny. Because, you know, for instance, A Hangover was absolute, you know, slam dunk. You go, right, okay, it's for grown-ups. It's a grown-up experience. It's visceral,
yeah,
which is great. So we can talk about how actually... You know, because when you're in your 20s, a hangover is something that hurts. But when you're, as we are now in our 40s, a hangover is something which actually threatens you existentially in some way, because it makes you realise that you don't have long to live. It's like someone holding up the expiry date on your birth certificate in front of you.
Every time you wake up with the Grim Reaper tapping on your shoulder, and on the other shoulder something going, you are pointless.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different, why did you do that, you idiot?
Are you finding bits as you get into your 40s, though? Are you finding bits of you start going wrong that you didn't expect at all?
Well, the midlife crisis book that we wrote is the one, as I always say, is my favourite, because it's pure autobiography. There are two books. We tend to do lots and lots of drafts of these. They take about as long to write as... They used to produce a Ladybird book every 3 weeks, and these take about 3 weeks to write each. They're surprisingly dense, the amount of research you have to do. But the only two we did really quickly were The Midlife Crisis and The Hangover, which went straight to the page, like on the road.
Yeah.
Like, we'd done 40 years of research into these, and they went straight down. We knew exactly what we were writing about straight away. And those ones... are a howl of pain, which is the best form of comedy.
Yeah. Just an insight into everyone's life. I mean, this is why they work. I mean, that's the kind of key. Do you get that kind of author thing of, you don't need to do this anymore, I realise, because they're so successful, but going into a shop that you don't want to buy anything from, but just to check they're there?
Oh, God, all the time.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
Oh, yeah. My book never is. I mean,
we had years of this.
Why are you torturing yourself like this?
The book we had, which was the number one best-selling travel book of the year, in a year that Bill Bryson and Michael Palin took a year off, and we did Bollard's to Alton Towers.
Yes, I recall.
And it was the number one. I went, this is brilliant. This is as good as I'll ever get. And I used to go into shop after shop and not find it. And think, what's in the travel section if the number one? And it's really weird as an author, because just the sheer number of books that exist, it's very easy for any bookseller to take one or two of your book and it to have sold out the moment you walk in. And the worst thing you can do as an author is to torture yourself with the knowledge that
probably one person a week is going to want your book, and it might have sold out.
I have in a London bookshop, because my book paperback version came out a couple of months ago, and I did go into a shop, and as I like to do, and take it from the basement where it was, and take it upstairs and put it in front of yours.
that's very good,
because yours were in a real prominent position. I thought, I'm having some of that action. It says number one, and I'm having it.
One of the good things about our books, which I genuinely like, is I used to work in a bookshop, and I used to love humour books. I used to love sort of The Far Side and 101. She's read Dead Cat, and I write those books. And it used to be that you'd do the humour books, they come out at Christmas, there'd be a table of them, and then in January they'd all get sent back to the publishers, and there'd be three of them on a shelf.
Yeah.
And the really nice thing was going into a bookshop in March, and because people were still stocking our books, there was still a humour table, and it had all my friends' humour books, other comedy writers' humour books,
yep.
had some space. And I think that it's humour books are really popular and really necessary at the moment. People need cheering up. And the nice thing about these books is they've elbowed a bit of room past the sort of misery memoirs and things, and there's usually a table full of things that will cheer you up in a bookshop. I feel quite proud of that.
And rightly so. And also, what's interesting about it is it's almost launched a new market of now. Well, it was inevitable. People go, the Observer's book of adult thing. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Good luck.
That was your idea, and it's just been a bandwagon. It's going to happen. Yeah. The bandwagon to get jumped on.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the one that really made me shudder was the Hang on, I'll explain this better. The Enid Blyton books for grown-ups. Now, that idea really made me shudder, because I thought, oh, my God, I'd hate to write that. To try and keep that idea in the air for what is effectively probably 20 or 30,000 words, and keep that passage funny, that's very difficult. The advantage we've got with our little books is that they're only about 1,100 words long. So it's very easy to do basically very short.
They're haikus. They were based on the book we were trying to emulate was The Meaning of Lift, the Douglas Adams John Lloyd book, which is very, very short bits of observational comedy tied to an existing thing. We thought that was the highest bar for toilet books ever. It's alongside the Rogers Profanosaurus as short sprint funny. And we wanted to do short sprint funny as a book. And I don't envy anyone trying to keep something funny for the length of a full novel is what P.G. Woodhouse used to do. And it's incredibly difficult.
I mean, the Enid Blyton thing is an interesting example, because, of course, that was done by the comic strip in TV form. So why bother trying to outdo that when that was...
I know, that's the other thing. You're up against a definite piece of competition there. We were offered... our publisher took us out for lunch in January and said...
I should bloody hope so.
Said, would you... No, another publisher, rival publisher, took us out for lunch and said, is there anything else you'd like? We can get you anything you want. We can get you the I Spy catalogue or something. And we said, no, we don't. We're not going to turn into the people who do millions of these things. We'll stick where we are. Thank you. Thanks for the lunch. And sure enough, the I Spy ones are coming out, so you know, there's plenty of other things waiting in the wings. One I saw the other day that I wasn't expecting is that there are some Mr. Men books coming out based on the Doctor's Who.
Yeah.
So there is
Mr. First,
who is William Hartnell, and there's Doctor Second, who is whoever that was.
That's a leap. Yeah.
It's a hell of a leap, isn't it, that one?
I mean, you really have opened the gates of hell.
I think what I'm hoping people will find out is what we found out is we thought this was a nice, easy idea, and the answer was, yes, it's really fun, but it was harder than we thought.
Yeah.
And I think that the thing that we hope we did with ours is that there have been children's book pastiches before, and the internet's full of sort of Lady Bird pastiches and Enid Blyton pastiches. It's finding a voice, and if you find a voice that people like and laugh at that hasn't been done before, which is hopefully what we did, then I think the doors are open for anyone who can find this method. Anyone who's a comedy writer knows juxtaposition of things that don't match is always funny.
Yeah.
So if you can find a way of making it, it's not the juxtaposition that's funny, it's what you do with it that's funny. So I'm hoping that people who do this, good luck to them. If they can find a funny way in, then it's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, just rest assured that, you know, due to your levels of success, everyone hates you. So
that's
fine.
Yeah.
So
we're
Charlie Brooker was genuinely furious.
Yes, I don't blame him.
Yeah, he came to a launch party and said, no, I'm really angry. He was really angry we'd done these.
Yeah. I'm with him on that. I mean, yeah. I love you both dearly, as you know, but I hate you as well now.
Yeah.
I mean, I really dislike you.
It's ruined everything. We used to have so many friends.
It's brought a lot more variety into our professional relationship.
I think it has. There's a hint of danger in any meeting now that there wasn't there before.
This could kick right off.
When we were abject failures, we were a lot more popular.
Failure is very popular in comedy, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm doing all right on that level. Gentlemen.
That's why we love
you. Thank you. Joel Morris, Jason Hazley, the books are out. Well, now, are they?
Basically.
New ones?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say you'll have a look for them, because they're bloody everywhere.
They're being delivered to everybody. It's like jury service. Everybody has to have one.
Thanks for coming in, though.
Thanks, John.
Pleasure, as always. Next on the programme, then, today's big debate, of course. And you can win some meat.
I'm going to stick around to win some meat.
It's a budget thing, right? So what? So prizes, not so much, right? So what we do is we give away a chicken, a beef, or a lamb, or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist.
Right.
Yeah. All of those you can choose if you play a game.
No game, then.
The game, the game is banned today. Well, it's banned or jet fighter, too.
Oh, yes.
No, no, I meant no game, as in no owl. No whole roast owl or anything, no.
Oh, that sort of game.
Partridge.
Yeah. Oh, I see. No.
No.
Again, it's a budget
Christmas.
Thing.
Maybe at Christmas. You could do a partridge, a pheasant.
There you go. Yeah. We'll up the game at Christmas, yeah.
An E.T.
Quite literally up the game.
Yeah.
Thank you, though. Go away now.
Okay,
fine. Good, right, so we'll be doing that in a game of Band or Jet. If you'd like to play that later, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You're listening to Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Well, happy driving.
Cool. And who's that lying on my X-Trail's roof?
Oh, that's Mike, giving the sunroof seal a final once-over. So if you could drive a little bit slower.
Because we know every Nissan from top to bottom, our understanding goes much deeper. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October, where a used 14-plate Nissan X-Trail could be yours from £15,995, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Did you know that with Jetsu.com, you can fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira and the Greek islands? You'll get great flight times and a huge 22-kilogram baggage allowance. And the best bit? You can fly from only £39. And you for Spring 17, you can go direct from London, Stansted and Birmingham. So book now for 2017. Jetsu.com. Friendly low fares. Price per person, one way including taxes. Booking fee may apply. Flights are subject to availability and normal conditions.
Thinking about care for an elderly loved one is never easy, but getting the right advice and support can be. Bupa's Elderly Care Support Line is here to answer any questions you might have. From paying for care to finding care homes in your local area, our advice is free and available to everyone. You don't even have to be a Bupa customer. So call Bupa's Elderly Care Support Line today on 0800 52 00052 or search Bupa Elderly Care online.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John Holmes. Coming up, teen sweethearts guilty of double murder, airport expansion decision next week, and more celebrations for GB's athletes.
Talk Radio.
A 15-year-old girl has been found guilty of murdering a mother and her daughter. The teenager's boyfriend had already pleaded guilty to killing Elizabeth and 13-year-old Katie Edwards in Spalding in April. Talk Radio's Robin Chernoffer has more.
It's thought the teenagers, who can't be named for legal reasons, are Britain's youngest ever couple to be convicted of murder. The boy and girl were aged just 14 when they planned the killings, with the dinner lady and her daughter being stabbed in the throat and then smothered. They both face indefinite detention, which is the juvenile equivalent of a life term for an adult.
A decision will be finally made next week as to whether to expand Heathrow or Gatwick Airport. Theresa May will let cabinet ministers openly disagree with the decision. Police in England and Wales are to get an extra £8.5 million to help tackle modern slavery. Last week, the UK's anti-slavery commissioner warned that victims were being failed by substandard crime recording. A suspected migrant has been found dead in the back of a lorry travelling to the UK from France. Kent police said they're trying to work out the identity of the man whose death was discovered in Folkestone this morning. And London's Trafalgar Square is hosting the second part of a homecoming celebration for Britain's Olympic and Paralympic athletes. The two teams won a combined 214 medals in Rio, including 91 golds. Nicola Adams, who retained her Olympic boxing title, has told Talk Radio it's great to be recognised by the public.
We had such a huge turnout yesterday and today in the parades, and it's really nice to see that for all the efforts that we put in, all the hard work that we do in the gym, and to win these medals, that it's appreciated by the fans and the nation.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny spells and isolated showers for most of us, with a band of rain crossing southwest Scotland and northern England. Feeling colder with a northwesterly wind and highs of 13 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. Thank you very much indeed for that.
It's okay, John.
Only half an hour till bonus animal news.
That's right.
Where Victoria has to fill time because her news isn't as long as it used to be, and she still gets paid the same. So It's been decided, it's been decreed that she must fill time with bonus news. Showbiz she does on Sam Delaney's Drive Time programme from 4.
Mm-hmm.
But animal news is what we'll be doing today.
Yes.
Have you already researched your animal news?
I've done just about
tease,
half of it.
A little tease to what...
There's some amazing rescues.
You like a rescue, don't you?
Yeah.
The last time we talked about a dog that got trapped in a swing.
That wasn't the last time, that was the first time. Okay. That was Buddy.
All right, fine.
He was rescued, he's fine now.
Now here's the sport with Ben. And he is... Ben's got the sport, the pre-recorded sport, live from an argument between a rattlesnake and a dolphin.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri reckons his side will need to put on the performance of the season to beat Copenhagen in the Champions League tonight. Ranieri thinks the games against the Danish side could define whether they make it from their group or not.
Very, very important for us to get 3 points, but are very, very important the two next match in Copenhagen also. And this is our future.
Elsewhere this evening, Tottenham are in Germany to take on Bayer Leverkusen. Full live commentary of that game over on Talk Sport. In the Sky Bet Championship tonight, leaders Norwich are at Fulham. Second place Newcastle travels to Barnsley. Talk Sport 2 will take you around the ground in the second tier. Finally, Warrington announced a double signing for the 2017 Rugby League season. The Super League and Challenge Cup runners-up have added Wigan prop Dominic Crosby and St Helens back rower Andre Chevalier. That's the latest sport news powered by Talk Sport.
That's the sport there, live. Eventually. From an argument between a rattlesnake and a dolphin. That's in the studio where Ben pre-records... He records his sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then, and it's time for the big debate. So, the big push for Mosul has begun. The last stronghold of ISIS is being routed as Iraqi forces push forward into the city. And now there are reports that two imposters have, quote, blagged their way into the war. Now, this is a pair of men dressed in Team GB tracksuits holding plastic guns have admitted they blagged their way into the conflict and joined the war. The army have said this afternoon that although security was compromised, neither the Iraqi forces nor ISIS's enjoyment of the battle for Mosul was spoiled. The imposters say they have been ushered into the war. They were ushered into the war by stewards claiming they were part of the tank division. They were later seen holding plastic tanks. But the question is this kind of prank sounding the death bell for ISIS? And would they like that, given their penchant for suicide bombs? On the line, listening to me say the word bell there, is Montgomery. Good afternoon, Montgomery. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Montgomery. Hello on the telephone.
What is that me?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
Maybe.
Right, sorry.
Is your name
dozed?
You dozed?
Yes, I'm Montgomery from Chiswick, but I hate bells.
Yes, I know.
And to be honest, hearing you talk about them just put me into a bit of a sort of, a bit of a ding-dong, ding-dong. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Hate bells.
Good. So you've called in because you heard me say the word bell. You're livid.
Yeah,
yes. And you want to see an end to bells.
Yes, and indeed people saying the word bells. I mean, I hate bells, John. You hear this sort of, what's it like? It's like a ding, di, ding, 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 di, ding, ding,
yes.
Dong, ding, da, dong.
Yes.
And I just, I mean, are you enjoying that?
Let's look at this from a rational point of view. I mean, bells are a controversial issue, right? And they have been since Brexit. And people are asking the question, you know, do we need bells post-Brexit when we have diaries and Lucozade? And a lot of people think we do. A lot of people think we don't. That's the point of the argument. But is it just... Let me put this question to you. Is it just churches showing off?
It is churches showing off to an extent. Of course, there's a lot of other people showing off with bells. Cows?
Yep.
Cows who have a sort of deflated sense of self. They use their bells, don't they, to use orchestras. Doorbells,
yep.
Bike bells, cyclists who can't handle the fact that they couldn't afford a car and they use their little bells, don't they?
So it's all kind of, but I know you're part of the anti-bell lobby, but it's a blanket end to bells is what you want to see.
It is, and I would actually use blankets for the purpose of ending bells. You wrap them up, sound can't get out, no more bells.
All right, well, stay on the line, because I want to bring in an opposing point of view, who's on another line. Hello, opposing point of view.
Hello, yes, this is me, Quasimodo, hello.
Good. So, being obviously a fictional character from a novel, but very much, let me be honest, pro-bell.
I am pro-bell.
The bell, because your catchphrase obviously was the bells, wasn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I that is the thing that people know me for, that and my hideous appearance and lumpen back.
Right. So what is it about bells that you're particularly fond of, Mr. Modo?
You know, I love the craftsmanship and the construction of bells. You know, I love the whole process of how bells are made. You know, I love their starts and their finishes. I love bell beginnings and I love bell ends.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the scene. And bells have done so much for us. They've saved countless lives. You know,
how many? I mean, you say count them.
Well, I mean, I need hardly remind you that that several dozen American youths were saved in the 90s, literally by a bell. You might recall that documentary series that ran for a short period of time.
I do.
Chronicling that event.
Yes.
Many mice have been saved by little cat bells. Many farmers have been saved by cowbells. And if we get rid of bells, if we cover them up with blankets, as this presumably wind chime proponent on the other line says, then, you know, mice will die, farmers will die, and potentially American youths will not be able to learn a valuable life lesson each week.
That's a good point he makes, isn't it, Montgomery in Chiswick? He's saying that if we get rid of bells, it could see the death of mice, of farmers, of American youth.
Well, look, firstly, I think it's extremely telling that you've resorted to using fictional characters to argue in favour of bells. I think it shows just how little real world this passion for bells there is, and there's absolutely none, as far as I know.
You know, I'll have you fact that my movie was one of Disney's greatest accomplishments, you know,
it fundamentally wasn't. You look at Snow White, you look at Bambi, you look at Frozen in the recent era, and you have to admit, despite Kristen Bell being in Frozen, thus lowering the tone, that all of them were more technologically and creatively accomplished.
You mentioned Kristen Bell there, and as someone with Bell in their name, I am an absolute fan of Kristen Bell.
Well, yes, but what I'm saying is while that wasn't one of the good things about Frozen, Frozen was a good film and better than the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's not say anything that we can't take back, okay? Because I'm sure you don't mean that. If you watch the film, you won't
say it again if I could. I'd say two or three more.
Let me just hop in to the argument. No offence, Quasi. Let me just come into the argument there. If we're going to replace bells, let's take Montgomery's argument for the moment, and let's say you're talking about replacing bells. What other alerts would you be the proponent of? I mean, are you thinking klaxon? Are you thinking siren? Are you going to go old-fashioned screaming? What are you going to... You know, a bell is often an alert. What are you going to use?
Yeah, well, I mean, I like klaxons and sirens.
Yeah.
I had an unfortunate experience with sirens while sailing in the Aegean Sea near Greece some time ago, but by and large, I think they're a good thing. But there's a lot of alternatives. Screaming, of course, is very popular around ISIS, and if we are looking at, you know, what can we use instead of a death bell, I think screaming is practical.
Well, let me tell you about these
fanfares.
There are trials in Sweden at the moment, as I'm sure you're aware of this. Now, they've outlawed bells in parts of Sweden. They've got now people screaming up the belfry. So it's now called a scream-free now. And what they've done, of course, to announce the opening of the church, because obviously this is a sound that some people very much like, the pealing of the bells of a church on a Sunday. And in Sweden, what they've done is they've taken the bells out, they've put people up there that scream to tell people that the church is open. They've attached ropes to people's testes, for instance, and they pull on the ropes. It's still done by bell ringers. They're now called testicle ringers. And they pull and they scream. And that tells... What's wrong with that, Mr. Modo?
Well, I tell you what's wrong with that. It completely undermines a proud tradition. You know, we've already tried screaming in churches. You know, we had the Dark Ages, we had the Crusades. The screaming in churches was tried, it was tested, it didn't catch on. And, you know, if we're going to get rid of bells, you know, what does that do to our many popular foods that are named after bells? You know, the bell pepper and the bell mushroom. Are you going to call them the scream bell and the klaxon oom? No. We can't have that happen to our food groups. The supermarkets just wouldn't cope.
The baby bell.
Yeah, well, exactly. The baby bell. Well, you call it the baby scream. That's horrific. That would never get past the mothers' unions.
I want to just play you some... I want you to give me... This is going to be a simple yes or no from you, okay? I'm just going to play you some bells. I want a yes or a no as we go through them, just so we get a sense of what we're talking about. Here's one. Is that a yes or a no? That's an old ship's bell. Yes or no?
No. No.
Classic yes.
It's a quasi-no-no from me.
That's a vintage yes from this hunchback with the best knowledge of bells.
The hunchback of Notre Dame.
Sorry, I got a little bit of drool in my mouth. That was so amazing. Absolute yes.
It's doorbell. Classic doorbell for you.
That burnt my ear. That has burnt my ear.
Okay, well, that probably means you don't have many friends come round. That's a yes from me.
They knock. How long will this shameless exposure of bells go on? Are you being paid to put bells on the radio?
No, not at all. It's important to know the issues we're talking about, and that involves discussing. It's not gratuitous. Look, it's the point is there are people who don't like bells and people who do like bells, right? It's a controversial subject.
Yeah, one of those groups is right, me, and one of those groups is wrong. You're Montgomery there.
Montgomery.
You're fictional. You are fictional.
Ding dong, what? Pussy's in the well.
Ding dong.
Ding dong, what? Pussy's in the well. If you're going to get rid of a bell, what are you going to ding-dong to put a pussy in the well?
Ding-dong helpful rope, ding-dong ladder, literally any ding-dong bucket. Put anything in the well to help the cat out. Your bell's not helping.
Well, you don't need to help
put
the
your
cat
bell away.
Donald Trump has helped the cat out. He said he's helped the pussy out of the well by grabbing it.
Well, he's wonderful, and that's one of the many wonderful things that he's done. And no one's questioning that. But we, you know, putting a bucket down in the well, or, you know, he didn't help by ringing a bell, did he?
What do you make of that, Quasimodo?
I don't think there's any problem in the world that can't be solved by bell ringing. I tell you what, bells, we absolutely need bells for this time of year, especially coming up, Christmas. Okay? How do you know that Christmas is coming? It's not a jingle scream, it's not a jingle whistle, it's jingle bells.
It's a jingle bell. It's a jingle bell, Montgomery, isn't it? Are you wanting to ban Christmas now?
Well, I would prefer to ban Christmas. We could do away with a lot of the commercialism of it and bring it back to being the wholesome pagan festival it once was.
It's about bells. We're talking about bells. Stay on the subject. Would you like to see an end to bells at...
I am rebelling against bells at Christmas and the unnecessary embellishment of a perfectly pleasant religious festival. And equally, you know, Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the telephone, which means we'll spend time looking at screens now, don't we, on the telephone because of Alexander Graham Bell, and we don't have family time anymore, and that's undermining Christmas as well. So, you know, perhaps we should be looking at bells as to why our Christmases are so ruddy miserable.
That's a fair point, isn't it, Quasimodo? Do you want to sort of come back against that? I mean, Alexander Graham Bell did invent the bell.
Yes, he was one of the main inventors of the bell. In America, there were examples of bells made long before Alexander Bell. There was a bell discovered in a pit in Australia recently.
Where it belongs.
Well, you can't say that on radio, I'm pretty sure you can't say that. Anyway, Alexander Bell was a fine example of someone with Bell in his name and Bell in his heart. I think what Montgomery's missing is not so much an argument against bells, but he's missing the bell in his heart.
And let's keep it civil. Alexander Bell did die, of course, because he did have a bell instead of a heart. Let's not forget that.
That's true. He had to constantly keep ringing it to keep the blood pumping, and
disaster.
He forgot to ring it one day, yeah.
Final question, how many bells are there in the UK, yes or no? Montgomery first.
It's a no from me.
And Mr. Modo?
There's about yes.
Yes, thank you very much. We also ended the debate there, we're running out of time, but give me one final word. One final, you please, Quasimodo, one final word.
Carillion.
Thank you very much. And Montgomery, sum up the debate.
Rebellion.
Thank you. If you've got an opinion on whether or not we need bells, do we still need bells in post-Brexit Britain when we've got Diaries and LucasAid? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip. Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Stand Up To Cancer returns to Channel 4 with some very special friends, including Britney Spears, Noel Gallagher, Boy George, Little Mix, Michael Bublé, Alicia Dixon, David Tennant, plus many more. Also featuring Street Make meets First Dates and a Gogglebox celebrity special. Join us for a killer night of fundraising. Stand Up To Cancer, Friday at 7 on Channel 4.
At Wickes, there's 30% off all Universal radiators, plus we now stock McAlpine and HEP2O. And with our online stock checker, you'll know exactly where to get what you need, so you'll never have a wasted trip. So whatever your job, you can pick up the right products at the right price right now. Wickes, let's do it right.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change in the Gorton area of Greater Manchester. The eastbound side of the A57 Hyde Road is still closed around the A6010 after a building fire. There's queues for the M6 North through Staffordshire. This is towards an accident between 14 for Stafford North and 15 for Stoke. Two lanes are closed. Similar restrictions for the M42 in the West Midlands North towards Junction 6 for Birmingham Airport and Coventry. There's lane restrictions there because of an accident. But better news through Capel St Mary in Suffolk. The southbound A12, which was closed earlier because of a vehicle fire, has reopened and is back to normal. I'm Jarena Adams.
David versus Goliath. City versus United. Dogs versus postmen. And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The strutters saved on their car insurance. The builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions coming in. Do we need bells? That was Montgomery, of course, on the phone. Very much against the notion of bells. And Quasimodo calling in from Notre Dame, very much for the notion of the bells. The bells. A lot of reactions, Cornelius.
Lots coming in, Don. Johnny says that, John, without bells, would we have Jezebels? If so, where would that leave your mother? And Will's been in touch to say, John, he sent a story. He says he was born and raised in West Philadelphia on the playground where he spent most of his days. He was chilling out, maxing, relaxing all cool, and shooting some b-ball, which I believe is basketball, outside of the school. Mm-hmm. A couple of guys came up to him, and they were up to no good. They started making trouble in his neighbourhood. He got in one little fight, and his mother got scared.
Yes.
And she told him that you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. So, just goes to show.
Thanks very much. If you've got an opinion on bells, then do join in with the debate. Do we still need bells of any kind? Church, telephone, sleigh? Do we still need them in post-Brexit Britain when we've got Diaries and LucasAid? Get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's meet a lawyer. So if you are a viewer of Netflix, which we learned today from the news has seen an exponential growth of subscribers, then a lot of people joined Netflix, I'd say 6 to 10 months ago, certainly in the UK, when the programme Making a Murderer got an enormous amount of publicity and was hugely popular. If you followed that, like many thousands of other people did, then you will know that it's quite weird to... Jerry's on the phone. Jerry Booting, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, Jerry. Thank you very much. I was going to say, it's quite odd to talk to you as a breakout star of something that was, you know, quite a serious documentary. But is it fair to say, you're a lawyer on the case, but you've kind of, it has turned you into a bit of a star, hasn't it, Jerry?
Well, surprisingly, it has. It's certainly nothing that Dean or I expected when we got involved in the documentary, but it has been... it's been incredible, the number of people that have written to us from all over the world.
Yeah. It was a huge... I mean, you were lawyers on the case. I think you first appeared in episode 3 of Making a Murder, and this is yourself and Dean Strang, as you said. And it was something that I guess nobody knew it was going to be the global hit that it was. What do you think it was about Making a Murderer that drew people to it?
Well, I think one thing that was probably appealing to people is that it's... You know, it's not scripted. It's not, there's no actors. There's no dramatic reenactments. It's all real. I mean, everything that happened, you see the real characters or people saying what they say and seeing how they looked when they said it. And it gives people an inside look at their courthouses that they rarely get a chance to see. Mm. And I think shocked a lot of people with what they saw.
Yeah, well, it shone a bit of a light on the way that level of American justice worked, and it came in for a lot of criticism for that. Do you think it was other people have argued that it was edited in such a way to show us it in a certain kind of light, but what would you... Was it a fair assessment of how the American justice system kind of works?
Well, I think it was certainly a fair assessment of what happened in that case. Now, not every case is like that, but, you know, there are aspects of the Avery case and Making a Murderer that are very common. For instance, the interrogation techniques that are used in America, and particularly on juveniles that we saw with Brendan Dassey. You know, it was a 5-week trial of evidence, 6 weeks, including jury selection. They had to edit it down. I don't fault their editorial decisions. I think on balance, they really kept the major pieces of evidence that both sides were arguing about throughout the trial. Those are all included in the film. They left out some parts of the state's case. They left out some parts of the defense case. And that's something that's inevitable when you've got that long of a trial.
So where...
But I think really what... Go ahead.
So I was going to say, so for those that don't know whereabouts we are in the case, could you just outline quickly for us sort of what happened and where we are now in terms of, because I know Brendan Dassey's conviction was overturned, but where are we with Stephen Avery? Just give us a brief outline of the case as it stands.
Sure. Stephen has a new lawyer who's looking for a post-conviction motion to try and get him a new trial, get the conviction reversed at least. Kathleen Zellner, she's in the Chicago area. She has filed motions for all kinds of new forensic tests of evidence, tests that weren't available 10 years ago that might answer some questions that were left hanging. I don't believe the case has actually been set for a hearing yet on that, but most of the evidence should be available and preserved, because Dean and I got a court order to require them to preserve it in case there might be some improvements in science. Meanwhile, Brendan's conviction and confession were thrown out by a federal judge, but the state has appealed that. And so now that is going to a federal appeals court based in Chicago. And unfortunately, those taken on average anywhere from 9 to 15 months. And so the question right now is whether Brendan needs to be detained in prison while that goes on. His attorneys have filed a motion for bail to allow him to be released. That'll probably be heard by the federal court sometime in the next month. It's not often that somebody who's been convicted and spent 10 years in prison gets out while an appeal is pending, but there are certainly some unusual circumstances in this case.
Do you think the publicity around the case with the Netflix documentary and so on and so forth has hindered or helped their cause by shining, come back to that phrase again, but by shining that much of a light on it? What's the effect? Has it had any effect either way, just the amount of publicity it's got around the world?
I think it has to have had an effect. Whether it affected the federal judge who ruled in Brendan Dassey's case, I don't know. He did a very thorough 91-page decision going through all of the facts. That's very well reasoned and, you know, just a very good piece of judicial work. But certainly in terms of Stephen's case, the interest that there is, you know, when the documentary came out, Dean and I were flooded with emails and Twitter contacts from all over the world, from scientists. I probably got between us over 100 scientists writing saying, hey, you know, there's some new things that could be done in the last 10 years. There's been some advancements. Certainly those tips wouldn't have come to us without the Making a Murderer. And fact witnesses came forward, too, witnesses who have ideas or information about other suspects. So I think in that, you know, on balance, it's certainly been more helpful than anything else.
Okay.
To both defendants.
And the reason that we should say that we're even having this chat is, and I think this is interesting, is that yourself and Dean are coming to the UK to tour a show, I guess, is it, you've called it a conversation on justice. So is the show specifically about that case, or is this going to be, we can come along, we can see you both on stage, we can ask questions. What's the tour involve?
You know, it's really wide open. We've done probably 25 different cities now. Some people are more focused on questions about this particular case. Others have questions on broader issues on the justice systems in their own state or their own country. You know, wrongful convictions are not unique to Wisconsin or America. They happen all over the world. And, and people feel somewhat disenfranchised from their own criminal justice system. They see only snippets of it on the news media, television, or online, and this really gives them a chance to ask, you know, what really does go on in our system of justice? How can we improve it? And so we get a lot of questions focused on the broader issues as well. We are certainly taking questions about this case in the documentary.
Have you had to take some time out of your successful legal career in order to sort of become legal rock stars?
Well, it's been more difficult when we travel overseas. During when we were traveling around America, we were doing the speaking engagements were all on the weekend, so we would be home and back in the office during the week.
Yeah,
it's harder to do that, obviously, when you go overseas. You got to take a week or so, but. So it's been reduced, but I do still have cases. I am still practicing as a lawyer, and that's still what I consider my primary occupation.
Saturday the 22nd of October, Manchester Royal Northern College of Music. Sunday 23rd of October, London Palladium. Monday 24th, O2 Academy, Glasgow. Does make you sound like a couple of rock stars, though. I have to say, it's having tour dates. I hope you're selling T-shirts. Jerry, it's been a pleasure.
I'll tell you.
Go on.
Selling out the Palladium in London has made me really feel like a rock star, I must say.
I'm not surprised. Listen, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. It's a fascinating case. If you haven't seen Making a Murderer, I think it's probably still on Netflix and widely available. It's a fascinating insight into the American justice system. Then if you want to go and ask any questions about it, there are the dates for you. You can Google them again, Making a Murderer 2016 tour dates as the lawyers take to the stage. Now, in the next half an hour, we're going to give away some meat. We have chicken, we have beef, we have lamb, we have sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. In a game of band or jet fighter, if you'd like to be in with a chance of playing that for the prize, the gift, the... I can call it a prize here, can't I?
Yeah, it's a prize.
Excellent.
It's a prize.
It's meat or veg. Then do get in touch. We'll be doing it in the next half an hour. Just after 3:30, then, here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
A psychologist has compared teenage sweethearts who murdered a mother and her 13-year-old daughter to having a toxic relationship like Bonnie and Clyde. The girl and boy who were just 14 at the time of killing Elizabeth and Katie Edwards in Spalding in April. Local vicar Reverend Mike Cheshire says the impact of their deaths is felt all the time.
The horror of it, the loss of it, is going to stay with this congregation for a long, long time. They were part of us and loved very much.
The couple will be sentenced next month. Ministers opposed to the government's decision on airport expansion are going to be allowed to express their views for a short time after the announcement. We're due to find out next week whether Heathrow or Gatwick will be the preferred option. The Defence Secretary has confirmed the UK's armed forces are supporting a huge military effort to push Islamic State out of Iraq's second city of Mosul. Michael Fallon's been speaking in the House of Commons. Police in Belgium have arrested 15 people, some on suspicion of recruiting others to join the Islamic State group in Syria following a series of raids. Prosecutors say there are currently no links to the terror attacks in Brussels. And fresh from celebrating with more than 150,000 people in Manchester, Great Britain's Olympic and Paralympic stars are in London celebrating their success at the Rio Games. The athletes have been attending a special event in the city's Trafalgar Square. The weather breezy with some scattered showers tonight, feeling cool with lows of 8 degrees. Tomorrow's going to see some more showers, the heaviest across the eastern coast. Dry elsewhere with some sunshine but feeling cool with highs of 14. There's more in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Of course, don't forget we did have live input from Trafalgar Square earlier on in the programme. Our very own Alex Dibble was down there reporting live into this programme when Tom Daly took to the stage. It was a little bit noisy though, if I'm honest, so we got Alex to get into one of the portable toilets that were down there and do his broadcast from in there while peeping through a crack in the door at Tom Daly. If you want to hear that again, you simply can't, because it happened earlier. Victoria, though, in a moment we'll have bonus news just after this advert.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And now it's time for something you've all, and by all I mean minimal group of people, have been waiting for. It's Victoria's Animal News.
Animal News.
A man who survived a face-to-face encounter with a great white shark says he feels reborn after the terrifying incident. Chan Ming was on a shark-watching holiday in Mexico earlier this month when it broke into the cage he was diving in. Crews had to open a hatch at the top, which the shark eventually managed to escape out of after thrashing around with the 51-year-old inside.
When you say reborn, it makes it sound like the shark ate him.
No, he was not eaten. He managed to survive and not be hurt. And apparently the shark wasn't too hurt either, although in the video you can see a bit of blood.
But they like that.
It was his own blood, the shark's own blood.
Oh, they don't like that.
Anyway, a porpoise stranded on a sandbank miles away from the sea has been rescued by two surfers. The men heard a noise while waiting for a wave on the River Severn in Gloucestershire, but instead of just releasing it back into the channel, they drove to Ilfracombe so it could have a better chance of survival.
Did they call the Coast Guard or anything?
Why?
Well, to help with the rescue.
Well, no, because they were surfing in a weird place, so on a river.
Yeah.
So there's no coast guard on a river, is there?
River guard.
But I'm not aware that there was a river guard.
I'm just asking. I'm just wondering whether the telephone, the emergency telephone call, was recorded.
Not that I'm aware of.
For training purposes.
Is that what you were leading up to?
More or less.
Wow. And finally, a rhino in Zimbabwe has been rescued.
It's good. I didn't see it coming. You didn't. You can't have a go. It
was just
good.
Wondering where he was going with it.
That's where I was going.
Yeah, and you couldn't figure
it's
it
tenuous.
Out.
Can I do the last story?
Yeah.
This is my favourite. And a rhino in Zimbabwe has been rescued after it got stuck
Wait for it.
Here we go.
In a tyre. Vets stepped in to free the animal, which had managed to get its snout trapped, which meant he wasn't able to eat or drink. It's fine now.
You like a trapped animal, don't you?
Yeah. They get trapped a lot.
The dog that got trapped in a swing.
Yep.
The rhino in a tyre. How did he get trapped in a tyre? Was it on a, like one of these sort of assault courses or something?
No, the rhino was not doing an assault course. It was just there. He put his face into it. It was a bad idea.
All right, fine. Is that the end of the animal news?
The end.
Animal news there with Victoria. Animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news. Animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news.
Animal news.
All right.
Thanks, Victoria. That was to fill time because Victoria doesn't have to do 3 minutes of news anymore. She has to do 2 minutes of news on the hour and still gets paid the same. So she has to make the time somehow.
Why are you so angry about this?
I'm not. I'm just...
You just keep bringing it up.
Well, I like the idea that it's a thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay.
Great. We'll be back after the break with, after Traffic and Travel, with Diversity Pay-Per-View and your chance to win some meat. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Right, your car's all ready. Great. Who's that sticking out of the engine?
Oh, yes, Simon. He's just giving our thorough last check. Mm. He does get stuck in.
Yeah.
Right, grab a leg.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Simon.
Because we know every Nissan back to front, our understanding goes a long way. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October and get a £500 deposit contribution plus 2 years servicing on selected nearly new vehicles bought with Nissan Finance. 9.9% APR representative, subject to status and over 18s. Participating dealers. T's and C's apply. See nissanusedcars.co.uk. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
eBay has everything you need for Halloween.
Honey, just to let you know, Jacob's got Halloween coming up.
New kids' Halloween costumes.
And he's been asked to do trick or treating.
Halloween sweets.
With some of the older kids from year 9.
Scary makeup.
And I said they could all come to ours afterwards.
Halloween decorations.
With their mums and dads.
Booze. Discover a fantastic range of new Halloween items you can buy instantly with free delivery from eBay. The ultimate turn your little monsters into actual monsters shop.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
No change in the Gorton area of Greater Manchester. The eastbound side of the A57 Hyde Road is still closed around the A6010 after a building fire. There's queues for the M6 North through Staffordshire. This is towards an accident between 14 for Stafford North and 15 for Stoke. Two lanes are closed. Similar restrictions for the M42 in the West Midlands, north towards Junction 6 for Birmingham Airport and Coventry. There's lane restrictions there because of an accident. But better news through Capel St Mary in Suffolk. The southbound A12, which was closed earlier because of a vehicle fire, has reopened and is back to normal. I'm Jarena Adams.
Cops versus robbers. The Capulets versus the Montagues. Drivers versus parking wardens. And now, the rivalry to end all rivalries. Epic savings on car versus home insurance. The Strutters saved on their car insurance. The Builders saved on their home insurance. But who is the most epic? Go to Money Supermarket to see where you could save the most.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban style, Martin Roberts.
A massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
We with expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, this Saturday morning from 11
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It is Talk Radio, and shortly your chance to win some meat. Here's a text that's just come in from somebody with no name on it. John, well done. Thought you showed great restraint when interviewing the Ladybird Men. This was Jason and Joel, who write the adult Ladybird books, who came in earlier. They've sold millions of books, John, while yours is in the bargain bin. They are being wined and dined by publishers while you're interviewing gorillas on the radio for that documentary you keep banging on about, and peddling meat on Britain's 34th most listened to station. Thanks very much for that text.
That's one of the rare occasions it's actually worth 25 pence texting that.
Yeah,
in.
Just
work.
Absolutely. Just absolutely shut up. Okay, it's time for today's Diversity Paper review. A little later than usual, but we had a lot of interview guests to get through today. So we welcome back Josh for the Diversity Paper review. Hello, Josh.
What an honour. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. Now, the Diversity Paper review, for those that don't know, it works like this. We are the most diverse programme in broadcasting, because each day a different diversity reviews the papers for us. Josh, remind us of your diversity, please.
I am black British, sir.
Correct. What are you looking at today in the papers, Josh?
Well, we have the killer clown epidemic.
The killer clown epidemic has been going on for quite some time now.
When did... Hold on, it started. It couldn't have started. Must have started, what, 2 weeks ago? Just before you went away, right?
Before I went off to do my documentary, though,
That's what you say, yeah.
That's right. It started in America, and it kind of crept over here recently. You're absolutely right. And I think when I was away, it became this epidemic of clown jumping.
Well, so now, we have clowns in London, Essex, Liverpool, Manchester, Newcastle, Leeds, Dundee, Portsmouth, Gloucestershire. It's everywhere. It's insane. And I think at this stage, people are wondering if it's kind of a harmless prank, or is someone actually trying to attack you? Because there's been sightings of people with machetes, and it's weird. It's such a weird dynamic, the juxtaposition between someone, who's just trying to scare you and just trying to kind of frighten you. Actually trying to take you out.
Where do you stand on the notion of a clown? I mean, not the jumping out ones. I mean, a general circus clown, Josh. I mean, are you, as a kid, did you go to the circus? Did you hate clowns? Do you like clowns?
I'm not really a big clown fan. It just never really appealed to me, a grown man dressed in makeup. I never looked at it and thought, that's really exciting. I want to do that when I'm older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you could do that.
There's still time. But, yeah, but some people are petrified.
Yeah.
Petrified of clowns.
Well, the thing is, there is a clown phobia, isn't there? That people have a proper phobia of clowns. So whether or not... I mean, if a clown jumped out on me, I don't know.
What would you do? That's what I mean. I guess it depends on how they... If they actually try to attack. Because there were some school kids, I think four school kids, were chased to school, by a clown. It's like...
they got them to school quicker. maybe that's the way forward. Maybe it'll curb truancy. Maybe just get truance officers dressed as clowns herding the kids into schools. That might be a thing. I don't know.
That could be a good idea. Could be a good idea. We suggest it to the parents. I like it.
Right. What else you got? Metro. Should we go Metro next?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so the ultra-rich are building World War III bunkers. So I didn't actually notice. There's tons of actual bunker companies who come in and are going to build bunkers.
Companies?
Yeah, like...
Bunkernies.
Bunkernies, yeah. Priceless. But the demand for bomb-proof bunkers have increased 700%.
700%?
Yeah, in 2 years, since 2014. So 700% because of the Hillary and Donald Trump race. They think one way or another.
So people are watching the presidential debate and just go, I need a bunker.
Yeah, according to Gary Lynch of Rising S Bunkers, the bunkers are apparently kitted out with Li-ion power cells and food which lasts 25 years.
That's just something in a tin, then.
Exactly.
It's not great technology, that is it? right.
Yeah, so it should be interesting.
How much would I pay for a bunker? Should I want a nuclear bunker? This was all the rage in the 80s.
Exactly.
Back when, right. you know, Greenham Common was a thing and cruise missiles and we all protested, oh, it's CND right. and all Thatcher and all that. And so, and they were sort of decommissioned, but now perhaps they'll have to put them, recommission the decommissioned bunkers.
Well, yeah, well, they're luxurious things. They've got pool tables, like hot tubs, like they're serious. It's like a new house. It's ridiculous. But yeah, people are paying millions. It's a crazy, crazy thing. But people generally think that something will happen if one of them becomes president, which I find really interesting. I can get the Donald Trump angle. We don't need to go into that. But Hillary as well, I thought that was quite interesting. Well, a lot of people don't like her.
I mean, a lot of... certainly in America, there's a lot of the militia, the home militia who live in the mountains in their compounds. I mean, they all have bunkers for this kind of reason, don't they? But I don't... Will it catch on here? I don't know. Because it costs so much money. You know, you've got to pay to dig a bunker. It's...
You'd have to be a certain type of individual. You have to be very eccentric to pay for a bunker to hide in the case of a nuclear war.
I'd just rather get killed. I'd just give, you know, wouldn't you, in the end? You just go, oh, never mind.
25 years underground, or until the fallout ends, which could be, who knows when, how would you even know? It's just insane. Why would you?
I'm guessing you're not going to buy a bunker, Josh. It's not your thing.
Unless you buy one, maybe I can get like a little side couch.
If I buy a bunker, Josh, you'll be very welcome in it.
I'm in.
How about that?
I'm in.
I'll invite you down. And we can bunk.
Yes. Yeah. Oh.
No clowns, though. So we're having to rush you today because we're short on time. Finally, Telegraph.
Telegraph. All right, cool. So, chili eating contest leaves a man with an inch wide hole in his throat. So, an unnamed American man ate ghost peppers, aka, I think I'm announcing this right, the boot jalokia, which is 1 million on the Scoville scale.
So, that's the hottest.
It's not the hottest.
It's not the hottest.
It's not the hottest. It measures hotness. So, like, to put it in comparison, a jalapeno pepper is 3,500 Scovilles.
Yes.
This was 1 million Scovilles, which is around...
Is this Philip Schofield we're basing this on? I mean, there are a lot of middle-aged women who think he is hot. all I'm saying is, you know, if we are measuring per Schofield...
Yeah, it's 400 times hotter than Tabasco sauce. The poor gentleman began vomiting and had severe chest and abdominal pains, where he was rushed to hospital and they found a 2.5 centimetre tear in his esophagus. Doesn't sound great, does it?
That doesn't sound very good. No, it's similar to the one that Asprod Cass has got at the moment, because I don't know whether you've noticed that Asprod Cass, who's through the glass, has lost her voice. Have you spotted
it?
Yeah. Noticed that?
Poor thing. Poor thing indeed.
I'm wondering whether... Let's ask her. Asprod Cass is through the glass. Through... The miserable window.
What now?
That's the noise her arm makes. It is...
That's not funny.
There was a man with a hole in his throat.
Where are you going with this?
Because he's eaten a hot chili.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if... I'm just trying to help you.
No, you're not.
I am. Because you've lost your voice. I just wonder if you've eaten a hot anything recently.
I had a hot curry last night.
Well, yeah, but it was worse. Your throat was bad before that.
No, no, it's better now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yodel.
I don't need
to. No one's delivering anything. Yeah.
No, prove it by yodeling.
No.
Oh, poor Cass.
I know, it's bad, isn't it?
It's really bad. Crazy thing.
Yesterday we made us sing the national anthem.
Oh my goodness, you bullies.
Yep.
The craziest thing, the hottest pepper on your question, the hottest pepper in the world is the Carolina Reaper, measuring 2.2 million Scovilles, and it went on sale in Tesco in July.
Did it?
Just so you know, so you can buy them.
You should have brought one in.
No.
We can give it a try.
No way.
It's in Tesco, it can't kill you. Bring one in next time, Josh.
You've got to do
a pay-per-view while eating hot chilies.
Oh, my Lord.
Josh, we are out of time. I do apologise.
It's a pleasure, sir.
But thanks for coming in. Diversity pay-per-view with Josh. And next, however, it's time, speaking of food, we are giving away some meat in a game of Dead or... no, not in a game of Dead or Alive. I'll do that tomorrow. In a game of Band or Jet. On the telephone to play is... Kieran. Hello, Kieran.
Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah. Good, yeah, very fine, thank you. Yes, sorry to keep you waiting there. We jam-packed the show today, Kieran, with guest action. One of the lawyers from Making a Murderer, Kieran, we had on.
Okay, I was, sorry.
Great, never mind. So, Kieran, what do you do and where are you?
I am a author, and I am in Clapton.
An author?
I am.
Right. What book have you written?
I had a novel published a couple of years ago called The Last Confession of Sherlock Holmes.
That's quite impressive, isn't it? Did it do as well as the adult Ladybird books?
Not quite, no.
No, we had the authors of those in earlier as well, and it made their level of success made me want to hate them, Kieran. Do you want to join in with that level of hate?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, great. Well, look, here's your chance, Kieran, author, to win some meat. Now, you've got a choice of meat in this game. It's a game of band or, because of the attacks on Mosul now, jet fighter. So, jets have names, as I'm sure you know. Bands have names, as I'm equally sure you know. All you have to do is tell me whether the name I call out is a band or the name of a jet fighter. The meat you can win. You've got a choice. Chicken, beef or lamb or sausages.
Because it's a Tuesday.
Or a box of organic veg, because we're not racist. Which of those would you like to choose?
Go for the lamb, I think.
You're going for the lamb. Strong spring choice for winter. Good. So, you'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Who is there. And here we go with a game of band or jet fighter. Ask broadcasts, keeping score through the glass. Although, given the level of her voice at the moment, we won't be able to find out who's won anyway, because she'll just sort of croak a squeak at us. Anyway, here we go. So it's Kieran versus Cornelius, alphabetical order. Kieran first. Band or jet fighter? Viking Shadow. Viking Shadow.
Band?
Is a jet fighter. Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
Marauder. Marauder.
Sounds like a good jet fighter.
It is a jet fighter. Very good. Kieran, intruder. Intruder.
We go jet fighter.
You'd be right. It's also an adult toy. Cornelius, pillow fighter.
Band.
Yes. Tarpon. T-A-R-P-O-N. Tarpon, Kieran.
Band?
No, it's a jet fighter. A tarpon is a jet fighter. I understand a tarpon is a luxury item and you've got to pay extra tax on it. And it's launched via an applicator. Douglas Skyray. Douglas Skyray.
Band. Solo artist.
No, it's a jet fighter.
Ah. Called Douglas.
Air Cobra. Air Cobra, Kieran.
Jet fighter?
Yes. Air Biscuit.
Band?
Yes. Thunderhole. Kieran.
Band?
Yes. Glory Hole.
And?
Yes. And a hole.
Yes, yes.
Dragon's Eye, Kieran.
Jet.
It's a band. Dirty Dick.
Jet.
Band. Yeah. Suffra, Kieran.
Jet.
Yeah, Suffragette. Butt Gravy.
Band.
Band, yeah. Velvet Elvis, Kieran.
Band.
Is a band, good. Flying Ram, Cornelius.
Band.
There's a jet. The Iron Vajayjay. The Iron...
Band.
There's a band.
It's going to be a jet.
well. Oh, no. And finally, band or jet, Shriekback. Shriekback.
Oh, jet.
Is a band.
Ah.
Oh. All right, let's go to Asprodcast. Through the Glass has the scores. This will determine whether or not Kieran, author of The Confessions of Sherlock Holmes, has won a bit of lamb. Here she comes.
I've got the scores.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Cornelius. Cornelius.
Sorry. Yeah.
Cornelius.
Yeah.
Got five.
Yes.
And Kieran.
Yes.
Got six.
It makes Kieran the winner. Congratulations,
hey!
Kieran.
Yeah.
Well done, Kieran.
Thank you.
You've won. You're the proud owner of some Talk Radio branded lamb.
Can't wait.
I know. Great. There he was, Bandor Jet Fighter. Run out of time, though. Run out of time. Kieran, thanks for playing. Cornelius, go away. Right. That's the end of today's one. Sam Delaney will be with you next here on Talk Radio. We'll be back. That was a packed show today, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Yeah, I don't know why. I didn't renew anything. Sam Delaney with you next. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.